Hey. Hey, what's going on? That's right, broadcasting live from New Jersey. What's going on? That's right, this is the New Style Show. How you doing? What's going on, everybody? Hey. Okay, let's get the show started. Hey. Let's see. We got a lot of listeners in here. Hold on a second. Hey, we got a lot of new listeners in the house tonight. Hey, what's going on, everybody? That's right. Oh, my God, we got new listeners. That's right. We got like 20-plus people in the chat room. That's right. You're listening to the New Style Show, broadcasting live from New Jersey. What's going on? That's right. Yeah. Hey, what's going on? Yeah. Hey, yeah. Oh, geez. Whew. Oh, snap. Hey. Wow. Hey. Whoa. Hey. 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 Oh. Hey. Whoa. Hey. Oh, shit. Okay, let's play a song now. Okay, thanks for everybody listening. Here we go. Here's Lenny Kravitz. Okay, let's broadcasting live from New Jersey. Hey, what's going on? Okay, so what are we learning tonight? What's everybody doing? How's everybody going on? Okay, hey, what's going on? We got more Lenny Kravitz on the way, and just want to let you know that you're listening to DJ New Style Radio. Oh, hey, we got a caller. Hold on a second. Let me just, oh, Jesus, my computer's going into a tailspin. Hey, you're on the DJ New Style Radio. Who's this?
Hey. Hi, this is Mulligan.
Oh, Mulligan. We must have a new listener. Mulligan, hold on. This is what we played for new listeners. Hey.
We got a new listener. We got a new listener today.
All right, I hope you don't get sick of hearing that. You'll probably hear it a few more times because we keep getting more and more new listeners. That's right. Oh,
no.
Shit.
That,
Mulligan,
that was a very catchy tune there.
Oh, God, Mulligan, I put a lot of effort into that there. You're listening to DJ New Style Radio. So what's going on with you tonight?
Oh, not much. Just hoping we can play a game.
Oh, you want to play a game? What do you want to play?
How about Name That TV Show?
No, we can't do that. That would just put my computer into a tailspin. And snap, stop with the instant messages. Okay, anybody in the chat room, make sure you only talk about what we're talking about and no links and also no independent thought. Okay, now, I don't think we can play the Name That television theme. You're just not getting it. You people do not get it. Hey!
Well, is there another game we could play, possibly?
Well, what would you recommend there? What do you got for the DJ New Style program? Look, I got a program I got to keep in line here. Got listeners talking in the chat room. I've got tons of instant messages. What's going on?
How about we play Guess What's Up My Ass?
Hey, guess what's up your ass? Okay, shit, okay, yeah. Hey, okay. All right, you're listening to C-Rock. DJ New Style. DJ New Style Show, that's right. Hey. What was that you just said? I forgot because I went off on a hey.
I'm a little confused. What show am I calling into?
Oh, you're listening to DJ New Style Radio. That's right. Broadcasting live from New Jersey. Let's get the show started. What do you got for the show tonight?
So this is like a real radio show?
Oh, yeah. Real? We play. It's all about the listeners. Hey, Dialsoft, if you keep doing stuff like that and getting out of line, God damn it. Oh, if I would totally ban you right now, if I could. I totally would ban you right now, if I could. There are rules and regulations. You gotta have rules here. You gotta keep the listeners in line. Hey.
Can you remind me where you're broadcasting from?
New Jersey. Hey.
Okay. Because I forgot that tidbit of information.
You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. That's right.
Okay.
Hey. Who is this?
This is Mulligan.
Mulligan. Looks like we got a new listener. Hold on a second. Here we go.
We got a new listener. We got a new. We got a new listener. A new listener today.
Okay, that's the song we played for new listeners. That's right. Okay, hey. So, Mulligan, you wanted to play Guess What's In My Ass?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, all right, what is in your ass?
So I have to give you, like, clues? Or do I just tell you?
Hey, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show and broadcasting live from New Jersey, in case you missed it. And we're on the phone live with Mulligan, that's right. Hey. Okay, listen, if you're not going to contribute anything to the DJ New Style Show, then I'm sorry, I'm just going to have to terminate the call.
All right.
You're going to punch out now, or...
I guess so.
Hey, what's your favorite, non-radio station?
The C-Rock DJ... Radio.
What?
The C-Rock Radio Show.
I'm not familiar with that show. Hey, you're listening to DJ New Style broadcasting live in New Jersey. Hey, what's going on?
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Oh. Bye. And there goes Mulligan. And you know who that is? That is a new listener. Hey, what's going on? That's a new, that's right, a new... Broadcasting live from New Jersey, strap in, kids. Because you're now listening to the DJ New Style Show.
Are you guys having a killer time? Sweet! Yes! 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 Yes. 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 Okay.
All right. All right, everybody. Welcome to the DJ New Style Show. What's going on, everybody? We got a lot to get to you tonight. How's everybody doing? Looks like the room is packed. We have some jam-packed chat room action going on the AOL Instant Messenger chat room, Radio BBQ chat. That's right. Yeah, what's going on, everybody? We got some regulars in here. We got Lil Jimmy Rhodes, Lil Bobby Sobers, Lil Jackson Delabate, Mark Fraga from VizHost.com. We've got a lot of regulars in here, a lot of new people. We've got a lot of people that are idle passerbys, people that aren't listening. But we all know that in the world of radio, the majority of listeners do not participate. They just sit by and absorb what's going on. That's right. Live on Radio BBQ, we're having a good time. Go to DJNewStyle.com to get the appropriate information. You can go and get in the chat room, you can get the feed, and you can generally have a great time. So what is going on? Yeah, Rammstein. I love that Rammstein. I love that Rammstein there, boy. Rammstein. That's right. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. There's a lot of stuff that I have done over the weekend with a few of the regulars in the show, and it wasn't cheap. They didn't come cheap. I had to buy their company, but generally I left quite satisfied. I have to say, quite satisfied indeed. Now I went to Atlantic City, caught a few of the fights I did. In the UFC 53 Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Who is next?
That's right. We're going to get one of those vandals, probably both of them. If we can't really handle them at the same time, but we'll deal with them individually. Lil Jimmy Rhodes and Lil Bobby Sobers, we're going to see if we can get him on the line. For everybody else who's not in the chat room, you might want to be. You might want to be. Go to DJNewStyle.com or RadioBBQ.net. The link is there, people. You click on chat or chat room, it's one and the same. It'll get you to the same place. You can have the same fun. That's right. Let's see if we can get a little Jimmy Rhodes on here. We can discuss what exactly happened. Yeah. To me, or him, or everybody.
Hey!
Hey! What's going on?
I gotta kill the feed. Hold on.
Oh, he's gotta kill the feed.
There you go. Hey!
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 Lil Jimmy Rhodes, what's going on, man? How have you been today?
Today's been fine.
Today's been fine, but yesterday, not good?
Still hungover.
You're still hungover.
Yeah.
Now, I kind of clued the listeners in as to what we did. We went to Atlantic City, and we basically drank.
We drank our fucking heads in.
We did indeed drink our heads in. There was really nothing else to do except watch Russians beat the shit out of people and shatter knees and shatter fists and shatter faces and kill Japanese people. And then, when you're not watching that, you're drinking. And
who's next?
Who's next?
Good luck, Jeremy.
Good luck to Justin Eilers here.
Justin. Good luck.
Yeah, let's not shoot our load on all these things here. You know, let's not blow our wad. So Jimmy, we did some gambling. We did some. We played some blackjack.
Yeah.
I understand, since I was right there next to you and and saying I understand before saying something you did is very professional and radio worthy. I understand you won a bit of money, did you?
Yeah, I kind of did.
Oh, you did. Mind asking if do you mind if I ask how much you won, Lil Jimmy Rhodes?
A couple hundred.
You won a couple hunch. Very good.
Hunch.
Playing nothing but blackjack, which is always fair.
Yeah, and if I didn't play roulette, I'd be up a couple hundred more.
So you played roulette, and you did. What did you do? What was the stupidest move betting your money on the entire weekend?
Throwing $100 on one spin of roulette.
Hmm. I think my stupidest bet was betting any amount of sanity or money or anything that I would remember the entire weekend.
Yeah, that is a good bet.
That was a bad bet.
That was a good bet.
Why? How is that a good bet? I didn't remember a gigantic piece of the weekend.
That's good.
Yeah, but I bet. Oh, forget it, Jimmy. Forget it! This twisted logic is throwing you for a loop. It's throwing you for a loop, Jimmy. So you won a couple hundy. That's good. And we went with little Bobby Sobers. We'll try and get him on the line. He's a bit sleepy, though. He went to the gym. He's a little sleepy.
Let's see if Bob can. It's got to be better. I mean, let's see if we get a three-way going. It's got to be better than your last call, man.
Your last caller, man.
He was just terrible.
What caller? Dude, I just started the show.
Oh, maybe it was a leftover from that other C-Rock radio show that.
I don't know what show that is either. I mean,
yeah, it was terrible. Some gay guy was sticking things up his ass and stuff. I'm not sure.
I don't know, man. Hey, that's good radio. If you can get someone to insert an object or pretend they're inserting an object, you have yourself a bit.
Yeah.
That's right. Apparently all you need is some squishy stuff and a lie. That's all you need.
A big lie.
It's all theater of the mind. Theater of the mind, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what did I do, Jimmy? That's a good question, because you know what? I'm not the guy to answer it.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the guy to answer it.
We should ask the 90-year-old lady, because none of us pretty much have a clue other than her.
Apparently, when I'm hammered, like beyond belief, I become a humanitarian, and I decide to take in an elderly woman and show her friendship like none other. While she's gambling away her inheritance and essentially making all her survivors or would-be survivors hate her and wish that she died the night before. I guess what happened was we were trying to get into a club, which you guys got into fine, being able to walk and all.
yeah, for some reason, I don't know, the only requirement was being able to walk. And
yeah,
and Bob did that fine.
Yeah, you walked up the ramp into the club in a line that wasn't along the pattern of a sunfish swimming through a lake, and you got in okay. As soon as I walk up this ramp, I'm doing a fucking sinusoidal wave. I'm graphing sine X on this fucking path. That's a geeky moment there for anybody who likes it. I'm just walking up, doing the best I can to like look, you know, like I had 10 drinks and look a little less fucked up.
Only 10?
I'm trying to appear like I'm that much in the bag because I'm much worse at this point. And wouldn't you know it, like most clubs, bars and hip joints, hip spots, they had a bouncer, and the bouncer said one of the most
He was a nice guy.
He was very nice. He said one of the most prolific and meaningful things to me that I could relate with instantly. He basically said, "You're intoxicated." And I looked at him.
What was your response, Kenny?
I looked at him and I said, "You are exactly right." And I just turned around. Not even a question. The cover had been paid.
Yep.
At this point, the cover had been paid, and I walked up. And I get to this guy. He didn't even like threaten me. He just kind of stood there. He's like, "You're intoxicated." He made a nice observation. And I just thought, "Oh yeah, you know what? I guess I am." You could probably light air that's 10 feet in front of me, and it would fucking ignite into flames based on alcohol vapors that are coming out of my nose, skin pores, and eyes, and shit that I haven't shat out yet. I was just I was more alcohol soaked than a rum cake.
Now, this was after the RM.
That was post
RM. Post-RM.
Let's see if we can get Bobby Sobers on, and then let's hope everything will be happy. Here we go. Who's this?
Hey, this is Bob.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going, guys?
It's going well.
So you're recapping the weekend, I see.
We are recapping the weekend. I gotta say, what you need to do is you really need to not get it so drunk, Sobers.
Bob, you were just wasted, man.
I was pretty wasted, but I was nowhere near as wasted as Ken.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
And
whatever gets you through the night, Bob. Whatever you need to believe.
And one goddamn reason I couldn't get drunk enough, and which made Ken extremely drunk.
Well, this was kind of something that was going to cure your problem of your inability to get drunk. You wanted to get drunk right away. We had at least 15 drinks at this point. For some reason, you have the liver the size of like a small Asian elephant. And
An Asian elephant.
It's got cheeky eyes.
They don't have large enough ears. But they make up for it with liver size. Okay? And Jimmy's got that Asian elephant liver going on. And he just is able to filter alcohol like you would not believe. So we needed something strong, right, Bob? What did you suggest?
So, you know, I figured, you know, Jimmy's not going to get drunk unless he takes a shot of something really friggin' strong. So I'm like, you know, take a shot of Rumplemintz.
Before the Rumplemintz, let's talk about my, you know, tequila experience for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
What did you have, two or three shots of tequila?
We got to the Gypsy Bar in the Borgata. And it may sound like it's a gay place, and you know what? It may have been. It could have been a place on the third moon of Jupiter. I don't really know. But I got there, and I was able to walk in and look like I was a normal human being.
And yeah, that was walking in.
Yeah, I was good. I was walking in, and I don't know how I got out, but it's time warp. So we get in there, and Jimmy is not drunk, you know, Asian elephant liver, and he goes in there, and you know, let's do tequila. What do you think about tequila, boys? Oh, I'll do a tequila. I'll do one, too.
I've never done tequila. Let's see what this is like.
What is it like? Let's get it going. So how many tequila shots did we do? We didn't do too many.
No, we only did two or three. Two, I think.
We did.
We had some shit-ass taste in tequila.
The thing is, we had two shots of tequila. Now, if you want to go ahead and call us a fag, you really need to consider what we had before that. We had
five cups of vodka straight, pretty much.
We were playing blackjack, and we decided that we were all drinking mixed vodka drinks. Jimmy with his incredible fucking thirst for cranberry juice had a vodka and cranberry. And me and Sobers had vodka tonics. But we decided, you know what? Fuck this. We're gambling. We're having fun. We're going vodka straight. Vodka fucking straight. Yeah. So we start drinking vodka straight before that, right? So we're gambling and we're sober. We're drinking vodka straight.
We weren't sober then.
After the straight vodka, we were fucking just incredibly wasted.
But it was good. It was good wasted. We could walk.
Yeah, we could walk and talk.
And we could make decisions about what to do and, you know, where to go.
Order cabs and talk to cabbies. We were fine.
Yeah, we were doing good. We were having conversations with the cabbies. We were at the stage where, you know what, if you got pulled over and maybe you blew if you were legally drunk according to the breathalyzer, if you blew an 18-point whatever, you know. Let's say you hit the breathalyzer and you get drunk, you know. The cop would have been like, wow, you're really drunk, and you know what, you didn't really seem like it. You just seemed like a delightful chap.
Yeah.
And we were at that stage where we could function. Function.
That was pre-Borgata.
Yes. So we were drinking all day, pretty much. Then we decided to go to the Borgata. Okay, the first thing we do...
Well, Kenny, all day, you forgot we got there at like 9 o'clock at night. You mean... We were drinking all night.
We were drinking all night, Jimmy.
Yes.
Yes. So, the first thing we do is we go to the Gypsy Bar and we have a few shots of tequila, two or three. I'm pretty sure it was three. And then we have how many mixed vodka drinks, Jimmy?
I couldn't even count. Hundreds of dollars worth.
Yeah, it was definitely hundreds of dollars worth.
Hundreds of dollars worth of drinks, because I walked out of there with nothing left.
Yeah, me too. A round of drinks was like $50.
I woke up and I had no room key. I had no players club card, and I had
no recollection of
the night before.
2 a.m.
I had a penny and a dollar bill in my wallet. I don't know how I got the penny.
That was 3 a.m. Bobby.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, we're still at this place. There's a cover band playing. You know, I don't know what the fuck they're doing anymore. Whatever, they're playing, having a good time. And we are drinking and just getting fucking stewed.
Annihilated.
So we drink all these, you get these vodka and Red Bulls, and we're drinking vodka tonics. You're drinking shit that's fucking green. I don't even know what it was.
No clue.
It made me drunk.
So, I mean, the bar itself was all right. I mean, you had the obligatory girl crying her eyes out while drinking.
Yes.
You know, her boyfriend dumped her or something, or spent all his money on hookers and gambling and laughter. And then you have the hot bartenders, the bad cover band.
Let me cut in.
Go ahead.
We got AIDS patient Rob chiming in with DJ New Style woke up with a sore anus and a leather hat on. No, that was the day after. That was the next day.
That was 2 o'clock the next day when we woke up fucking wishing we never drank ever.
Yeah. But that leather hat, I have it to this day, and
it was funny.
It's a beautiful hat, and it goes with my my cod piece. Anyway, so we had the whole scene is like stereotypical bar, right there, Lil Bobby Sobers.
Yeah, definitely. So at this point, me and Ken are just wrecked. We're feeling good though. I mean, Ken may be a little bit too much to drink at this point.
A little?
But it's not over. No.
Not at all.
He's not stopping at, I feel good. Oh, I feel pretty good. Wasted. He's now, you know, deciding to keep going after I can barely stand, but I'm still able to walk.
I'm going to still try to keep up with Jim.
I'm going for a greedy drunk is what I'm going for.
You said that too.
Really?
Yeah, you did say greedy drunk.
I sure am a clever immobile fuck when I'm hammered. So what's the story after this? I'm going to have to revert to Lil Bobby Sobers here, because you know what? My rendition of it, I'm talking to the president. I'm curing cancer. I'm doing all kinds of miracle work. I'm rewriting the Bible in Latin.
Yep.
So needless to say, Kenny's wrecked. But Jim, on the other hand, is standing there looking a little upset, looking like he's not having that great of a time.
So no, I was.
Nah, you were looking a little,
That's because I was trying to hit on a girl, and I didn't have the power yet.
Yeah. I didn't have the power!
So I'm like, Jim, you got to just take a shot of something nasty. So I think that's when you had your last tequila shot, and Ken wouldn't, you know...
Oh, that is right. We did have the third tequila shot then.
I would not relent. I'm going to get get your ass to the bar and get Cabo Wabo. It's like, I didn't even want Cabo Wabo. It's pretty much the only sound I could muster. Cabo Wabo, bitch.
So they take that shot, and everything's pretty good at this point. Because, you know, it's right after the shot, so you're not feeling it yet. So Jimmy's, like, you know, a little happy, but he's still not drunk. So I'm like...
Before that, we had another round of drinks, and the bar was closing. That's when the hot bartender waitress lady came over, and we started talking. And that's when Kenny came up with the bright idea, or you, whoever, with the RM.
Yeah, I decided, you know, Jimmy's not nearly as drunk as he should be. Let's give him a shot of something really friggin' strong, like over 100 proof. So I say, take a shot of Rumpelmintz. You know, it tastes good. It's, you know, a pretty easy shot to take, and it'll get you wrecked.
Oh.
Ken insists upon having a shot as well. After he's already wobbling around after many shots of tequila and vodka. So I'm too drunk to stop him at this point. I think it's a great idea at this point.
I looked, when you brought that idea up, the last time I had a Rumpelmintz shot, I was feeling great. It tasted good, cleared my sinuses. You mentioning Rumpelmintz was like me walking through a mall in Iowa and meeting like a friend I haven't seen in 10 years.
I think we have a picture of me and Bob discussing it now. Now that I think about it, that picture could have been us discussing it.
Well, we'll have to get that picture later on. We'll throw the pictures in the chat room. Links.
Hey,
Jimmy, I think your volume might be up a little hot.
I can't do anything about that.
Okay. Well, whatever. Okay, so anyway, it doesn't matter, Jimmy. Don't worry about it. So, okay, I drink the Rumpelmintz. I feel the peppermint goodness going down. Now, before this, I was wrecked, but I knew what was going on. I knew, you know, I could stand. I knew what I was doing. And that was a period we like to call pre-RM.
Pre-RM.
Pre-Rumple Mints.
Hey, can you? Does this sound better? I lowered the mic a little bit.
That sounds a little bit better. Okay, go. All right, continue. Good.
No, go ahead. We were on the pre-RM.
Bob. So pre-RM sobers, everything was nice. You can still feel all your limbs. You know what's going on. You're not blacked out yet, and you are able to move, listen, and comprehend English.
Yeah, but
hell, you can even do simple mathematics at this point.
Kenny, you could not. We tried you.
No. Pre-RM, Jimmy.
Oh, pre-RM. I'm sorry.
Pre-RM.
Pre-RM,
yes. The golden stage of pre-RM. Hell, even a minute or two after the RM. The RM purgatory, before you end up in RM hell, where nothing works here. It's over. Right, Bob?
Yeah. So post-RM, as we call it now, we decided to leave the bar. It's closing up, whatever. And we decided, before we go to the next place, hit the bathroom right outside the bar.
Yeah.
So we go in there, and me and Jim come out. Ken doesn't come out. Who knows where he is? But Jim spots a beautiful girl and decides he's drunk enough to go talk to her.
Which is never.
Which is, yeah, he never, you got to know him. Jim, never, never talks to girls. So
Jim
this is
never, good. Never too drunk to talk to a hot girl, let alone an ugly girl.
Yeah, so he goes right up to the hot chick and, makes good conversation, pisses off their boyfriends, and, it was good. I came over and, helped him out a little bit. But eventually we realized, where the hell's Kenny? Where is he? He's gone. He never came out, guys? he either came out of the bathroom. He either got raped in the bathroom. Or he just walked away and we'll never find him because
I'd never get that
out.
Lucky, Bob.
So, go ahead. You could finish this story, Ken.
Can I?
No, Ken can. Can you, Ken? Do you remember this part?
Yeah, dude, Jimmy, your mic is sounding a bit awful, but we can still understand what you're saying. So that fucking $90 headset or whatever the hell you have, that fucking,
Maybe because I'm yelling.
It might be because you're yelling. Just calm down. You're clipping, Jimmy.
I had a drink.
Okay, yeah, just don't be so, animated. Just be,
I'm sorry.
There you go. That's good.
I'm walking around trying to do my pee-pee dance because I got to the bathroom.
Okay, well, so I pretty much remember peeing, and then, next thing you know, I'm like the fucking Flash. I'm out crouching down, fumbling with my phone, I guess trying to call my girlfriend or the number 7. Because I looked in my call list the next morning, and that's always an adventure. When you start doing the calling and you don't remember, and you see, you called number 7, whatever the hell 7 is. I don't know if that brings up some guy that gives you more drinks and gets you drunker. But I had, 17 calls, that were just one number. I want to call 7. Dumb bitch.
Yeah, and then you look in your call log, and you call, a friend from high school that you never intended to call, just random pounding on your cell phone buttons.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Are you still not fucking that girl you were being friends with forever? Okay. Yeah. And it was just a mystery after that. Whatever I did, whoa! Hey, good luck. I could have created an artificial lung. I could have amputated my own leg. I honestly had no idea in the morning until I looked down and saw, hey, I still have both legs, still have both nuts, I still have a penis, I have all my parts, I'm all put together, but for some reason my friends are looking at me like I fucking really made them, I put them in a bad way. Ken, I have to tell you, you put me in a bad way. I really wanted to be spot on.
Yeah, because every time after that point, when we finally did find Ken crouched in a corner somewhere, talking to his girlfriend on the phone at 5 in the morning, we pull him away and we decide, let's go back. Let's check out the club in the Borgata. That's what we decided to do first. That was promptly, dismissed after we get in, pay the cover, and as Ken was mentioning before, the security guard tells him he's way too intoxicated to come in. Because apparently he walked up the ramp, they get you into the club, and his legs just started to give out. So you couldn't stand still. You were wobbling. You were just you were like a bobblehead doll. And your knees were just shaking. You couldn't hold yourself up.
Are you saying I had the Jimmy leg?
You did.
I had the Jimmy. He's got the Jimmy leg, Jerry. Yeah,
and that's, that bouncer knew right away.
You are intoxicated.
And you put up no fight, wisely.
You are right. Just fucking left. See you. Oh, man.
So after we left there, every cop and security guard we passed by had, like, the eye on you, and they were, like, questioning us as to what the hell you were thinking, what you were doing. And you were just sitting next to old people at slot machines making conversation.
Yeah, well, the funniest thing with that, though, was Kenny's walk outside of after getting kicked out of a bar with full of hot chicks.
Yeah. And then we go back to Tropicana and decide, me and Jimmy decide, we need to drink more because we're not wrecked enough. So we go to the only place that's open.
Well, Bob, I think we were wrecked enough. We just didn't want the night to end because we were completely
having a good time. And then so we walk into this last bar. And Ken's just so wrecked that he finds the first place he could sit. Didn't care if anyone was sitting there. Didn't look to see if there were drinks on the table. So he happens to sit next to a group of guys. And they're like, hey, dude, there's someone sitting there. So I'm like pulling Ken up. Got to get him out. At this point, he can't control himself. Doesn't know where he is. He gets up. We walk him away. I turn around and I see one of the Ultimate Fighters that I recognize from TV. And we just basically missed him. He almost came over and kicked the shit out of Ken for sitting in his seat trying to steal his women. So that was almost near-death experience.
Yeah. I'm starting to hear a fucking echo, I gotta tell you. Yeah, we are broadcasting from a gym. LOL. Hold on. I'm gonna put Jim on hold for a second. Jim, I'm going to hang up on you for a second. All right, so, yeah, there's no echo right now. Let me just finish up with Sobers, and, you know, we'll do this whole thing. I don't know. Skype. Go get Skype if you want. Terrible telephony, whatever. I don't know. Is it telephony or telephony?
I like telephony.
I like telephony. It's almost British. Don't hate on the Skype. All right, so Diego Sanchez is the guy?
Yeah, Diego.
I will be the first to say right now that I will fight Diego. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Ken sits in the seat of Diego Nightmare Sanchez, one of the best one of the best submission specialists in the UFC.
Nightmare Sanchez. Yeah. Wow. Oh man. Hey, you know what? As long as it's as long as it's a nightmare, I'm not gonna remember. Yeah. Oh man, oh man. So I sit at his table, right? Is that all that really would have done it for him to put the wrath of his nightmare on my slumber?
Yeah, probably. Probably would have put you into a nice.
Did he honestly? You said he thought I was stealing his women. Do you honestly think that I could fucking steal anything when my head is going off like a hose that's turned on?
No, definitely not.
It's all gone. It's a visual, but whatever.
But you were just so sloppy, the way you, like, just, you know, because it was, like, lounge chairs and the table, and there was, like, five or six drinks on the table.
And it's over. Comfy fucking lounge chairs. Maroon padded, like overstuffed. You just get on there and you melt. And when you're wasted, that's heaven. And yeah. You know what? If a Diego Nightmare Sanchez is there and keeping you out of heaven, God damn it, you're going to risk it.
Yeah, but luckily you had me there to pull you out of that chair.
That's right. That is right. Yeah. It's Radio BBQ, Grillmaster Dan checking in. It's DJ NS versus DNMS. Diego Nightmare Sanchez. DJ NS versus DMN. I can't fucking say it. It was clever when I read it. Until my thick fucking retard tongue tried to throw the words out for the listeners so that they could enjoy it as well. So the nightmare wanted to fucking kill me because I liked his table that he had picked out and probably scouted. He fucking put his drink on there so that drunk people would come over and he could warm up. That's all it was.
Probably.
Hey, man. Hey, Holmes. I'm going to fucking choke you out, man. So he's a submission artist.
Yeah.
Does he have, like, a hold? I'm starting to believe that stuff's going to turn into, like, the WWF kind of deal. Not fake, necessarily, but they're going to get, like, a manager. Maybe,
get mainstream.
Like, yeah, they're getting mainstream. They have this guy, Shoni Carter. Come on, man. That's just a fucking, your average pimp character from, any professional wrestling circuit. He's come on, man. The guy can't really be like that. No one is really like that.
Nah, he's the only guy in the UFC that actually puts on an act like that, though.
Yeah, Shoni Carter.
Yeah, Shoni Carter got his ass beat down.
I think when we were there, I saw, like, a librarian in a long librarian skirt. And you know the librarian skirt's overs.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a fucking lampshade that touches hell. And she stood up, you know, she looked, like, very calm, like, books are your friends, never drop a book on its spine, unless I want to drop you on your spine, and you wouldn't like that, the Dewey Decimal System is great. She stood up when he got out there, kill the motherfucker! Kill the motherfucker! Yelling! Alright, I'm going to get Jimmy back on the line, because why is it me? Call me back, this is killing me. Let's see if I can get him in here. But yeah, she was on there, and she... Oh, Jimmy, the feed. Turn the feed.
The feed. The feed, man.
Yo, hey, whoa. Mike, loud, crackling.
Sorry, man.
Sorry, Jimmy's gonna whisper. We're gonna call you Whispers.
What's up, Whispers?
So this librarian lady's just yelling, kill the motherfucker! Kill the motherfucker! So she's yelling at him. And like all these reserved women, they look like, you know, like they have a couple kids at home. They enjoy reading, curling up with a good book by a fireplace. They see Shoni Carter come out with his pimp cup and his fucking feathered hat and his red robe with his cane / crutch combo. And they cannot take it. They just, kill the motherfucker! Kill him! Fucking cut his head off! Get Al Zarqawi out here! Get his head in the center of the octagon! Shit on it! They hate him. Why is he so hated?
Because he's so flashy, man.
He's too
flashy, motherfucking.
He's too flashy.
He's too flashy.
So, okay. Oh, Jimmy, bro. Damn you. God, fuck, damn you.
I'm not even talking, man.
I know. I'm hearing an echo, dude. Hello? Yeah. Hey. Echo City. Thank you, Skype.
Jimmy, speak.
Yeah.
It's gotta be you. Anytime someone speaks. Sober, say something.
Hello. Wait. I'm not echoing now, but Jimmy hey. Wasn't echoing at all.
Yo. I'm not echoing either. It's fixed, Jimmy. You're a miracle worker. Yeah, man. Okay, so what was your highlight of the Ultimate Fighting Championship?
I don't know. I guess it was probably Arlovsky, the guy from Belarus.
Yes, Belarus, formerly the Soviet Union. This is basically a hairy, crazy man who is fucking 6'5", taller than the octagon. He is taller than the octagon. He's huge. This dude is fucking ripped. Like, you can drop a fucking, like, marble on his shoulder and it would just fucking, like, shatter. This dude is a rock. He could kill anybody. And they were hyping up his match. He was the main event, the interim heavyweight champion of the world, of UFC. And he was fighting a guy named Justin Eilers, who got beat by the guy that wasn't even televised. He got destroyed by the guy who wasn't even televised. Like, I think he was like the Mexican construction worker.
Victor Diaz. The Mexican construction worker.
Victor the Lawn Man Diaz. The guy looked like your garden variety Mexican. He looked like your bargain basement Mexican. Your gift shop Mexican. Jimmy just turned down this whole fucking thing. That's why we're not echoing. Jimmy just completely disabled his mic. Every now and then I hear... Hey, yeah, whoa, hey, you're clipping, man, hey. So yeah, they were hyping up the main event, which is, you know, what you want to do. You want to get people involved in the most exciting, most anticipated event that you've got to offer, and that was the Arlovsky match. And what were they doing? They were showing, like, I guess what you'd see before you order the pay-per-view?
Yeah, like little promos with the fighters talking about, you know, what they think of their opponent and such. Yeah,
and,
you know.
And I guess he's a relatively new champion, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's a new champion.
He, like, this must be his first defense, and they're like, Arlovsky's got a message for everybody out there in the UFC! And, like, they show just, like, the logo, and, like, then they cut to him. And, like, this is the type of guy that, like, he's very hairy, but he changes his, like, facial hair look. Like, he has the Jesus beard one week, and then he's got, like, the Mike Piazza, like, dyed blonde fucking handlebars mustache. And they show him up with this fucking, like, long hair. He looks like Joe fucking Millionaire from Russia. And he's got this, like, little skinny goatee mustache going on. And, like, he's got a message for everybody out there in the UFC. It wants his belt.
Who is next?
This is a guy that's taller than the octagon. He's a fucking brick shithouse. This guy could, like, looks like he could fucking eat a log cabin. And who is next? The guy seriously had, like, the highest voice. He sounded like an Eastern European vole, pretty much.
Who is next? Justin Eilers, he thinks he's going to be the fair fight, but he's not, you know, he's mistaken. I hope he is to do well.
Yeah.
Like, his voice doesn't represent, like, what he looks like.
Not at all. He's got bangs and a beard and, you know, tough, badass bastard.
His mouthpiece is fangs. He's got actual fangs. Like, it just looks like he's like a fucking werewolf or vampire. And then he's got this fucking high, like voice. Like, when Norman Bates is pretending to be the mother, he just puts on this, like, high voice. I mean, it's, like, really, this is the real deal. This is how he speaks. And he doesn't speak English well, so I guess it's, like, when they try and get him to say something, that's why it was, like, three words. Because the guy doesn't speak English well. They must have just prepped this for him. They pieced this fucking promo together. Who is next? Back to the fucking, like, the text and the highlights and all that. No speaking. And everywhere he goes, he's got an interpreter. He's got this interpreter. And, the Brown Lodge, every Monday and Wednesday on the Radio Barbecue. He's checking in with Andre Arlovsky. Can say six English words. English words, he's the worst. He is the worst. He can say, who is next? And apparently he can't say key locations in America.
Good luck, Justin.
Yeah, that's right. Justin Eilers had his chance to speak, and, like, you know that if they could get anything out of him, he would be speaking. Andre Arlovsky would be speaking for, like, 3 minutes, hyping up the fight, but all they could get out of him was
who is next?
And then they cut to Justin Eilers. He's like, I think that this guy's a big hairy Russian. He's crazy. He comes at you. He's a heavy hitter, man. And, like, they invoke the name of the pay-per-view, Heavy Hitters, at least 10 times. He's a heavy hitter. I'm a heavy hitter. And I think when you get a bunch of heavy hitters like us, heavy hitting in the heavy octagon, hitting, then what you need to do is you just go at it and you hit him. Heavy. And it's like, and the guy's just talking. He's already got a tooth missing. Like, what are you doing? This guy that can only say who is next is gonna beat the living shit out of you. And yeah. Then, like, they cut away to Arlovsky, and, like, he has a 2 second moment where he says nothing. He just kind of looks up at the air, like his face is staring right at you, but his eyes are looking up at the sky, and he's shaking his head like a girl that's about to say whatever. He's like, whatever. And he ultimately won, right? How exactly did he win?
Yeah, he wound up actually shattering Eiler's kneecap with one of his kicks, I guess, to the leg.
Nice.
Because he was, if you paid attention. He was doing those. He was giving those little inside kicks the whole match. You know, in between punching the guy in the head, he was kicking him in the legs, and I guess he really did some damage to his kneecap. Eilers went to grab his kneecap, you know, because it got shattered, and then left his guard down and got pummeled in the head by a barrage of punches, sending him to the ground. At which point the ref, I guess, was just watching, like, the ring girl, because he didn't realize that Eilers couldn't defend himself at this point. So, yeah, he just pummeled him.
Man, yeah, that's got to be the worst way to lose a fight, man. You get fucking injured, like, and you just lose, right?
What actually did happen to him? Because there was a lot of shit, wasn't there?
Okay, voice in the wind. I guess, oh, man. That's so funny. I guess, I don't even know what Jimmy just said, because I couldn't really hear him, but...
What I said was, what actually happened to him? Because didn't he break a couple things on his arms or something?
What happened to him, Sobers?
He busted his kneecap and...
shattered his left hand, right? Like, completely shattered. Like, his hand is just now... There's no structure to it whatsoever. He completely shattered it. Like, if you put it in, like, outside of the car, his hand would just fucking shake like a leaf. There's nothing holding it together. It's just complete fucking broken. And he probably broke it on that big Russian's fucking face.
Exactly.
Cement head. Can't say any English words. Who's next? And at the end of the fight, you know, they're trying to interview him. The Brown Lodge was actually talking about this in the chat room. They couldn't get anything out of him. They have the interpreter, so like the interview is like five times as long. What would usually take, like, you know, a couple questions back and forth, maybe a minute or two, and they're like, "Oh, let me get my sponsors." this took like 10 minutes. He's going back and forth. It's like, so at what point do you think you had him? He thinks he had him when he fucking fell down. Or something. You know, it's bullshit. And then he's like, I want to thank sponsors. I want to thank people in New York. And I want to thank people Boston, New York, and Chicago. I want to thank people in Chicago when I trained Chicago. It's Chicago. Chicago. In Chicago. The guy stinks. Yeah, man.
Yeah, too bad we didn't stay at Trump Plaza so you could, you know, tell him that to his face.
Yeah, hey, whoa, you're listening to Andre Arlovsky Show. That's right, yes. I'm doing show live from Chicago. Broadcasting live from Chicago. Who's next?
Hey.
I'm wearing one time the pink underwear because I can. He's the type of guy that would just, like, fucking wear a dress, and, like, if anybody said anything, he would just kill them on the spot. He just seems like he'd be that weird kind of guy. I don't know, man. I don't know. So, what are you looking forward to in the UFC? Because, so, little Bobby Sobers, I gotta tell you, I've seen the occasional UFC, you know, pay-per-view. Half-heartedly looked at it, and I, you know, gasped when someone fucking broke something or someone got knocked out, and, you know, and that was pretty much it, and I'd go home and not really think about it. But having seen it live, it's a different story. I'm into it. But you were the guy that got me into it. Like, you're like, yo, you gotta check this out. So, what are you looking forward to being the expert of the group?
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to the August 20th match in Vegas.
In
it's going to feature two of the best fighters in the entire UFC.
I want to thank people in Vega for spending Vega. All your money and not leaving it to your children, because in Chicago...
Beautiful Vegas.
In beautiful Las Vegas, they don't give you comp. You have to fucking spend your hard money at blackjack. Yes, you go to the blackjack tables. It's fun. So, yeah, we got to go to Vegas, right? Check this out.
Yeah.
Who's fighting? What's the story?
You got Randy Couture and Chuck Liddell both fighting, you know, not each other. That was last UFC when Chuck Liddell took the belt from him.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Ah! Fucking Skype just died. All right, everybody. Hey, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show, and what can I say? Skype! Free internet telephony that just works. Suck my ass. Ain't that a bitch? Let's get the shit Hello. Going. Hello.
Yeah, I guess we got disconnected.
I guess we lost the connection. The operator in between us unplugged it from the switchboard.
Okay.
So, all right. So, yeah, Chuck Liddell.
Yeah, Chuck Liddell will be defending his title. Defending his title, rather.
He will be defending it. That's, you were correct. Defensive.
I guess you can say that, yeah.
His title. He'll be defending his title. Where? Against whom?
I believe it's Jeremy Horn that he'll be fighting.
Now, is this the Iceman?
The Iceman, Chuck Liddell, yes.
Ugh. Now,
train hard and take science. And tell him the Iceman sent you.
You need to work out hard. You need to train hard, and you need to play hard and take science. And then go to your local health food store and tell them the Iceman sent you. Now, whenever they'd play these videos, they'd always show them, like, you know, punching in place. They always looked like the biggest homos ever. I'm like, this guy's the fucking champion? He looks like, what the fuck, the Iceman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a tough guy, man.
He sucks. What weight class is he in?
He's a light heavyweight.
Yeah, I figured that. He looked like a bitch. Dude, I heard some fucking prick on Radio Barbecue calling you a bitch, Iceman. Let's get my Zions and go! So we're all, yeah, Zions. Go to Zions.com. Zions.com. Work hard, play hard, suck your own cock hard, and you can take Zions and be like the Iceman.
Oh, you know who else is fighting at that UFC event, Ken?
Who?
Diego the Nightmare Sanchez.
Oh, yeah?
Your arch rival.
Nice. Who is he fighting, me?
I have no idea.
He
probably
will
some,
be.
Probably some, you know, loser guy who's going to just crumble anyway.
Dude, you didn't. Dude, I'm your friend, man. You don't have to let me down. You know, like he's not even gonna be. This will be the night after the fight. I'll be at his table again. He's like, yo, I thought I fucking told you already, man. Get your boy out of here, man. He's gonna fucking touch my girls.
Put him in a guillotine choke, man.
I'll get my fucking boy, fucking Diaz, the fucking lawn man, after here. He fucking killed Justin Eilers, man. You fucking come out of here with that bullshit, man. Fucking Mexicans, man. Yeah, it's going to be, you know what, I got to say, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, definitely.
I got to tell you, it's got to be fun. So that's good, that's what you're looking forward to. Are you ever going to compete in the UFC? So
I might.
You might?
Nah, not in the UFC, but I am thinking about taking some Brazilian jiu-jitsu classes. Perhaps.
Your sober's putting up a fucking a bag in his garage, tippy-tapping it and fucking wrestling with it, knocking it down, kneeing it in the head. I'm gonna kill you! And then he's like, later on, he's inside after he's done working out. He's got another bag with tits and fucking lipstick on the face. And that's like the practice for the fame you get after being in the UFC. This is the girl you would get. So you just got done beating up the opponent you would get. Now you have to put the moves on the girl you would get. So you just fucking beat her down, man.
Oh, well.
Beat her down. Yeah, man. All right. So we're gonna move on from here, and we're going to have more reports on the UFC after we check it out, probably in August or whenever Lil Bobby Sobers gets his first opponent. I guess later on in the show, if we can find him, we want to get Silence Bic and check out how he's doing on his whole sobriety thing. I'm guessing he's not sober anymore. I'm guessing he had the dip into the old cough medicine. I'm guessing. And we're going to see if we can get some of Steve's crazy theories on here. And before we go, I got to get Jimmy back on the line. Sobers, I'm going to let you go. I want to thank you for calling in to the DJ New Style Show and really letting me know what it is I did this weekend.
Yep, no problem, man.
And we're going to have you on again soon. Thank you.
All right.
You got anything you want to plug?
Nah.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
You got no fucking like website or anything?
Nah, I don't want people to go to my website.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay, then I guess I'll remove the link, huh? Anyway, I guess we'll see you later there. Will Bobby Sobers on the DJ New Style Show.
All right. Sure. Later, man.
All right, so let's get let's see if we can get Jimmy Rhodes on. Maybe he has a mic that'll, you know, handle it. Oh, crap. We just heard in from Allison Wright, sister to Grillmaster Dan. Grillmaster Dan Wright. Silent Spig hasn't been around for a while. He may be really sick from not drinking. Like, he's going through withdrawal. He drank so much.
What's up, my space age, nigga?
What?
What's up, my space age nigga?
Space age nigga, okay. Jimmy, we were talking about something before the show.
Before we go there, I was listening to your conversation with Mr. Babo there.
Yeah.
And you forgot one important quote of the weekend.
Oh.
The one that will put you straight into hell.
We'll talk. We don't want to mention that one on here, Jimmy.
Why not?
Because it's out of the scope of the station. I can't say that on the station, Jimmy.
Can I? No, I already said.
But you can't say it in that context. Let it go. Your setup is fucked up, Jimmy.
Quote of the weekend.
Jimmy.
Hold on, let me fix it.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah. Mic check 1-2.
Dude, you're... You know what, I'm gonna let you go.
Go Megabit, how about that?
Dude, it's fucked.
What the fuck's fucked on it? I didn't do anything.
I can hear an echo. I don't know what you've done, sir.
Yeah, fuck you, nigga.
Hello? Oh, he hung up. Let's see if we can get Steve-O on the line. We've got some shit we got to talk to Steve about. Oh, we got a whole conversation here from Chelsea and Dizzy Dog. Let's see if we can get Steve on the line here. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Please hold on. Hold on.
I'm holding on.
Whoa. Easy. Hold on a second. There's something I gotta do here. Oh, here it is. Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna... We got Steve coming on the fucking show right now. So, Steve, what's going on?
What's up there?
Yeah, that's your theme music for right now. You come out to that music. So, what's up?
Nobody respects me anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
No, everybody hates you, in fact,
that's
Steve.
That's cool.
That's what we go for, though. That's what we go for, son. That's what we go for. All right. So, Steve, we understand that you've been on MySpace, and you've been actually... You've been just penning crazy theories and fucking just
bored.
You have been fucking bored is what it is. And I have something here, an observation I want you to just take and run.
Observation.
Whenever I drink coffee, my urine smells like fucking smacks.
Like smacks? Like honey smacks?
The honey...
With the toad
yes.
Out there?
Either that or whatever the hell Sugar Bear is pushing. It smells like that. And I'm not saying I'm bending down into the bowl, sticking my nose
in. No, no. What kind of... Where is this coffee from? Is it, like, from Starbucks or, like, Quick Check or, like...
It's the fucking
we
ghetto...
We even say company names on this show anymore.
You can say whatever... FCC, yeah.
FCC, yeah.
Did you realize that there's an FCC monitor listening to the station at all times?
Yeah, I did. I learned that last show, actually. Yes. Last time I was on.
So no matter what coffee I drink, it ends up smelling like fucking smacks or what, you know, the fucking cereal. It's the same thing. It's either Sugar Bear or Dig 'Em. It doesn't matter. Whatever they're pushing.
I don't know. That's strange, man. Maybe it's just the way you process. Like certain places, like I know certain large scale companies.
Allison Wright says it's liver damage after hearing liver its last damage.
Yeah, sometimes it smells like coffee. I mean, that's happened to me, but that's rare. That's only when it's, you know, like this one certain place I drink coffee at.
Like, you know, you open up the box of cereal, you maybe.
I know that smell.
It smells like piss.
Yeah. That pissy sugar smell.
Yeah, it smells like pissy sugar. What's going on with that?
Yeah, it's probably some kind of liver malfunction there. Have you been drinking anything lately besides coffee?
Absolutely not. I am. I've actually been sober for 10 to 11,000 years.
You're an old man.
I am actually a young man.
11,000 years young.
I'm 11,000 years young, dude. Yeah, so, it's cirrhosis.
So my theory is the coffee is attacking your liver in some.
The thing is, forming crystals
in there that are.
Allison Wright is like probably like naming some like real symptom of cirrhosis, but I've had this and I remember this from whenever I started drinking coffee, which was well before I started drinking alcohol. So, I don't know if anybody that got cirrhosis from coffee.
maybe that's like internal cirrhosis, kind of like internal bleeding.
And now she's just naming any medical condition. She's saying I have a yeast infection now.
Radio Barbecue checking in that his pee smells like Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You know what? That's a nice.
It's kind of the same thing, if you ask me. It's like that cereal.
You better watch out, though, because what's going to happen is Barney Rubble will try to steal you.
Yeah. Barney Rubble will run off with your liver and kidneys.
He will stop at nothing. He's got to be stopped. Fred, he knows what's going on.
Yabba dabba doo.
But, like, why should piss smell like anything except just... You know what? Oh, that's definitely piss. Why should it smell like anything, Steve? What's going on with piss?
It's all chemical, man. It's like, you know, you can change, like, the taste of, like, everything. Like, you know, even to... They wrote some... I don't know. I think it was maybe one of those real sex type shows that they have on television, and they said that you could totally change the taste of everything.
By
what you eat, like, you know, the old thing with eating asparagus and taking a pee and it smells like sulfur. It's like, you know, it's sulfur content, another chemical content in what you're eating.
Oh, that's very probably good.
It's probably different per person, you know, depending on what you eat.
Huh.
You know, every rose of whatever name smells like a, you know, duty rose if you eat it. Poop it.
Very nice. I like that. That's good to know. We're all learning things on the... Hey, we're learning things on the DJ Mustache Show. That's right. Hey, what's going on? Apparently, some other weird show was happening on this, and I had to just really cut in. I didn't know what was going on. There was some show going on at 10... that I have never heard of. They were claiming to be the DJ New Style Show, but they were constantly making you aware of where they were broadcasting from. They were thanking you for listening to the program and constantly naming the name of the program. And they even had a caller call up and request some kind of name that TV show theme. I don't know. Game or something like that.
Hey, it's the DJ New Style Show.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, that was, I don't know who that was or what was going on there, man. That's fucked up.
Stay on top of that, I guess.
So you got all kinds of crazy theories. What's brewing in the crazy world of Steve-O today?
I don't know. The whole Mayan calendar, I went back to that thing. It's kind of interesting.
So you gave up on it, and now you're back on it right now.
No, I didn't really give up on it. I was just looking at more stuff. And it's like, you know, it's more attuned for people waking up and going to sleep and, like, eating right. And, like, instead of just, you know, wake up at 9, you know, go to work, come back. Well, you know, for some people who go to work. And then, like, and then you come home and then blah, blah, blah. Everything's set. This thing, it's all changed to the seasons and, you know, cycled right. You know, like, animals eat and whatnot. And to the moon and this, you know, it's crazy.
But you know the end of it, though.
Well, it's just stops and
they gave up. They didn't
give up. No, that's just when it ends. That's when Something happens.
Seriously, I think it was a stupid move, because what happens here is that what they do is they created a calendar that they can't replicate with a pattern, and it's really stupid because we have a pattern, and you can continue it on until infinity, and that really gives hope to man. But no, they're like, you know what, fuck this, we're stopping work now, the fucking, the Mayan king, you know, he's a fucking dick, I'm just gonna get thrown in the volcano, fuck him, the calendar ends now.
No, I don't think there is even any more Mayan King. It's just like, I don't know, it's supposed to like reset or something and go to the next phase. It doesn't actually end, that's what it was. It doesn't actually end, it like goes to like the very last phase. There's like 13 phases. This is the last one. Something like that. Something weird.
Apparently Mark from vizhost.com, realmud.com, he's a web guru, according to some Wikipedia. Wikipedia. I don't know.
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia something. Entry about DJ Newstyle? I don't. Whatever. He's claiming that there's some Mem Day thing going on, but Memorial Day's passed. I don't know what's going on.
I think he's actually asking for a time machine to go back a few days to 2 weekends ago.
What, to the 80s when his music was cool?
to the 80s.
Yeah, Warrant Man!
Some John Tesla! New Jersey had bands that were cool and on MTV.
Yeah. Southside Johnny Man!
Ugh. You lost me on that one.
You don't, yeah, see, you don't know people that graduated from high school in, like, 1982. And I do. So, like, in New Jersey, there was this guy that would perform, open for Bruce Springsteen, and he went by the name of, oh no, Mark Frege checking him in. Dude, the new Tesla CD is great.
Tesla. What the hell is that song that they sung? What was it, After the Rain? What was that it?
You better believe I do not have that one.
Tesla. 85.
This might be it. I don't know. Maybe this is it.
Sounds like Tesla.
Yeah, sounds like FCC. I don't know. What's going on? Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, man. Oh, shit. So, Mark is just naming all these old groups that he used to have hung up in his fucking bedroom at his parents' house. Like Nelson. This two fucking blonde
yeah,
guys.
That's it. Nelson was After the Rain.
After the Rain is Nelson. Oh, man. So Steve, what's going on with your whole theory, your Mayan calendar? Why are you back on the calendar now?
No, I just did for... Like, I read up on it again for a day. I'm like, you know, what's the deal with this ending? And well, it goes into, like, its last phase.
Dude. Ugh.
It kind of just keeps ticking up from there.
All right, well, you know what? Why don't we do this, Steve? Instead of your wacky theory, how about we apply your knowledge and love and your passion for theories to Hollywood? Why is it that Willie Ames is not working anymore?
Willie Ames.
Willie Ames was Buddy Lembeck from Charles in Charge. He was also on...
I was actually talking about Buddy Lembeck tonight.
Were you really?
Yeah, we were talking about people...
That's funny, because people related to the guy who played Buddy Lembeck haven't mentioned him in 30 years.
We were actually watching That's So Raven at my friend's house, because his little nieces and nephews were watching it.
That's So What?
You ever hear of that show, That's So Raven? It's the girl from The Cosby Show. Not Rudy. Rudy.
What you need to do is go get Theo and go get Rudy and take him back.
It was the other girl. I forgot her name
on
the show.
On the back of the bus. What? Oh.
The other little smaller girl that looked like a
bitch. Oh, Raven Simone, the one that had the rap album?
Yeah. Yeah. She has, like, her own show.
Why?
And we were just talking about it. She's like, oh, that. She was like that girl that didn't fit into the family but was related. I'm like, yeah, like Buddy Lembeck.
Dude. Dude, he was a friend.
Make a point.
He was on there. But why was the grandpa on The Cosby Show white? That's what I want to know. Here we have some of the blackest, like, members of any family ever, and the grandfather's a white man. I guess you could say he's an octoroon. I don't know.
You've heard about the Hollywood, whatever it is, the Hollywood 7 or the Hollywood 13, whatever the hell they are. Like people.
Here we go.
Now there's like some people that control everything. Like they talk to Chris Carter. They talk to Chris Carter when he makes the X-Files, and that's where he gets all of his inspiration from. It's like these 20 guys.
Yes, and the colonel with his wee beady little eyes, he says, oh, you're going to buy my chicken.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, what it is, it's supposed to be like they control Hollywood in order to put out theories, in order to make people understand them, but at such a slow pace since they know all this crap already. But they figure the public is so dumb that they have to pace us, so we have to watch sci-fi shows like Star Trek and Star Wars and some other stuff. I thought this was pretty funny, but...
Well, wait. Do you know of any people that are in the Seven?
Well, they think Chris Carter might be one of the people that's in
the
there.
The guy that created X-Files.
Yeah, the guy that... Right,
not
yeah.
The receiver. In the NFL. How is a wide receiver in the NFL running things?
I heard Tiki Barber might be another one of the Hollywood 20.
I think Lawrence Taylor did until he got... He had a problem with his Achilles, I believe.
Well, you know about LT's, you know, TV work on TNT random shows.
Oh, so, what, like Tough Man in like 10 years ago?
Yeah, so he pulled the Jesse Ventura and just muscled his way into the Hollywood 20, much like Jesse Ventura did.
Yeah, he actually had to
get into the government.
He had to pass an entire TV set through his large Coke nose, and then he got the gig.
But he did it so easily.
Oh man! I tell you what.
But I'm telling you that's why the question was, why doesn't Buddy Limbeck get any more work? Was that it?
Yeah. Why is he not working? What's going on? I mean, the last thing he did was a wonderful TV series called Bible Man. In 1999, where he played Bible Man. I guess there's one user comment on IMDb, and it says that, I guess this is very unfair, J. Cannon 6 is saying about Bible Man that the last work done by Willie Ames, J. Cannon 6 says, incredibly bad all the way around, and he's the only comment. Let's see. Horribly overacted, extremely corny, overly preachy, with second-rate special effects, and this is considered good television by some? Blah, 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 blah.
I think Kevin Smith just has overlooked him so far for his movies. I think that's all it's come down to.
So you think his next role will be a View
Definitely
Askew,
in a Kevin Smith movie.
A View Askew production, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, Allison Wright checking in. He's getting ready for to film his spot in the Where Are They Now VH1 show. But no, that's not what's going to happen. It's going to be like Where Are They Now 8 is Enough, or Where Are They Now Charles in Charge. Like, they're actually going to have a Where the Fuck.
They're just going to be searching for him and never find him, I think. They're going to be out in the desert with a map. And it's got like a pair of glasses with like an X marking the spot.
Yeah, there's a half pair of glasses with a broken lens. And,
little piece of tape hanging off.
And a shirt from the set of Charles in Charge.
They're going to get the hounds.
I actually remember some of the brilliant comedy that was on Charles in Charge. They would have him say such wacky things as, Charles, I have an idea for an invention.
Oh yeah, buddy, what is it?
Instant water. Just add water.
Yeah. How long was that show on the air?
Ugh. And the homos, they touch it. They touch it
back.
That show was on the air from 1984 to 1990.
And 6 years, people actually.
It was directed
that was
and
funny.
Written by directed and written by Abeo. Steven wrote it and Scott directed it.
Scott Baio directed Charles in Charge?
Yes, he did.
What? He was in charge, I guess. I guess that's the whole point of the title. Because, he was just, like, living there. Like, what was he in charge of?
I don't know about you, but I want Charles in charge of me.
Well, maybe.
Perhaps. Perhaps, Steven.
Prep?
The new boy in the neighborhood lives downstairs and strokes his wood. He's there just to stare at you, 'cause he's not one of the family. Charles in charge of my dick. Fuck, that show blew.
I don't think I ever watched it. There was some show, though. There was one before it that I did watch, but I forget what it was.
And the thing is, like, these shows,
I remember it came on and I changed it.
Ever watched them when they were on.
I think it was like Fraggle Rock. I think it was Fraggle Rock. I'd watch that. It was more exciting. There was a giant sludge monster that talked.
Dude, I
never...
That's
cool with a Charles in charge.
Yeah, but, you know, I never watched these shows when they were on, like, on network television. I only watched them when they were played on, like, the WB, which was formerly known as WPIX. They would play, like, 3 episodes of fucking Charles in Charge, followed by 3 episodes of Full House, and then fucking 3 episodes of Saved by the Bell. And they
Saved by the Bell was the best show ever, though. Come on.
How much do you know about Saved by the Bell?
I know a good amount. I wouldn't say I know everything. I know I haven't seen.
Can you stump me on Saved by the Bell trivia? Do you think you can? I'm not that good.
I'll give you an obscure one.
Okay, try it.
Not obscure, but it's. I don't think it would be easy.
All right.
What's the only drug that Jesse overdosed on?
It was caffeine pills.
No. Yeah, see, that's
dude, that's fucking, dude, that was a very special Saved by the Bell. How are you gonna?
And what was the song that she sang?
I'm so excited! I'm so excited! I'm so scared! Yeah, you're not gonna get me, dude.
No, I forget most of the Saved by the Bell trivia that I would know.
Yeah, I'm actually ashamed to know so much about this fucking awful show. It's only by watching it, dude. I did homework in front of the TV. Lived in front of the TV, and I was lazy. I didn't change the channel. So, what did I say? I had, like, 3 episodes, Charles in Charge, then fucking Full House, then goddamn Saved by the Bell. But every now and then, you'd get some growing pains. So, Steve, I gotta tell you, why isn't Ashley Johnson working anymore? You may know Ashley Johnson as Chrissy, the new kid that they added to fucking Growing Pains when
never watched that. I never watched the show, man.
When
like...
little Ben was looking a little bit too old.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah,
was she the blonde girl?
Forget it. She was a little curly, cute girl. Show me that smile! Ooh, show me that smile! Ugh. And then there was always Small Wonder. And what happened to Tiffany Brissett? Little
she
robot.
She died.
She did not die. The robot did not die. Vicky didn't die.
Not the robot.
That's what I'm talking about. Tiffany Brissett is still alive. Actually, she did some work recently. In 1990, she played,
recently, 15 years ago.
Wow. She was on the show Beanpole as Alice Gillette. Wow, dude, I am such a fucking TV nerd. I remember this fucking show. Holy shit.
Beanpole?
Beanpole. It was about a girl who's a little bit too tall for her age, and everybody called her Beanpole. LOL. Ugh,
creative.
It sucked. It sucked. She was also in the Ewok Adventure.
The Ewok Adventure was amazing. That was the scariest movie. I remember when the guy, he falls through the lake, and he tries to come up, and it's like glass, and he couldn't like get through. I'm like, dude, if that ever happened, that would be so scary.
Ugh, dude, this sucks. You know, speaking of Star Wars, I heard that there were 9 episodes. Is this true, Steven? Do you know this to be true?
No, I have no idea if that's true.
Well, I actually looked into it, and apparently there are some scripts loosely
written.
There's
a whole shitload of them, but there's none written by Lucas, I don't think.
This one claims to be written by Lucas on Shadow something, I don't know. You go to Google and you search for it. It doesn't matter.
I don't really like George Lucas. I just kind of like I like the last movie, though, but I don't like him. He thinks he's cool, and he's not.
And he's got no fucking neck. He's got no chin line.
A frog. He's like a hairy old frog. Yeah, if he was green, he's like a human mix between Yoda and Jabba.
Dude, there's actually a website where a guy is trying to make the claim that Chewbacca is Yoda's brother. What the fuck is Yoda? They never say that. They, I mean, we know that Chewbacca's a Wookiee. We know that Jar Jar Binks is a Gungan or whatever the fuck that is.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. We know that fucking
Ewoks. I think that ruined Star Wars. I think Jar Jar, I think that character totally made me jaded towards Star Wars for a long time. Because I was like, when I was like little, I was like, yeah, Star Wars is cool, yeah. And then like, it came out, I'm like, oh yeah, new movie. And then it's like Jar Jar. I was just so mad. I said, I'm just going to wait for the third movie.
Oh, wait, Allison Wright saying, if I go to New York, you guys better show me around. Steven. Allison Wright is Grillmaster Dan's sister.
Grillmaster Dan.
You're listening to Grillmaster Dan on the RadioBBQ.net. Right. Yeah. Hey, what's going on? Hey, you're listening to the New Style Show. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, so what is Yoda?
No, hey, no instant messages. You send my PC into a tailspin. Okay. Hey, I don't know what...
Tailspin's coming out to work on my PC.
Dude, like... Tailspin, like, with Baloo, the fucking cartoon? Is that what you're
I
talking
love that show, man.
Dude, boop, boop.
I watched the cartoons more than I watched anything that was live action, man.
We suck.
Once it got us to Darkwing Duck, though, I was done.
Darkwing Duck.
I'm like, Gummy Bears is cool.
Gummy Bears! Oh, man, we are such faggots. Do you realize that? We are faggots. We are I'm singing the fucking Gummy Bear theme song. And I'm reaching out. I'm reaching out to more than fucking...
Compare what we had as kids to what they have now. They have, like, Dora the Explorer. Like, little kids all happy to speak Spanish.
Ugh. Like, dude, if I had a Spanish cartoon, I would totally be making my friends weave soccer balls for me.
I finally
Oh, hey, 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 ho, hey, hold on.
Whoa.
Ding, ding. Whoa, can't have that. Gotta ring the bell. Gotta ring the bell. It's just not right.
I'm sure you said weave spells of clear nature. Something like that.
What?
I'm just trying to help you out, man.
The homos!
Touch his back.
The homos notice the paint.
Yes, they do.
You admitted the homos brushed your back.
I like that noise before. It's like,
You admitted the homos brushed your back.
Have you ever gone to a trip into the great city of New York and gone to an area where you were unaware a parade was coming through? Did that ever happen to you?
No. You were, like, standing in the middle of the road and you had just a
parade. I think it was a real big fish show.
Ugh. Wait a fucking minute. Slow down, dick. Hold on. Okay, so what were you doing?
I was walking through the city. Met up with one of my friends. Chris. Maybe a friend of the front of the shows.
Yeah, Nussman.
Yeah, that's the one. Randomly, I met him there. And we're, like, walking through the city. We're like, oh, I'm like, where is this place? He's like, oh, down here. We start going, and, like... he looks to his left, and I look to my right. and like, he glances back. I'm like, uh-oh. And there was like a parade in two streets intersecting and going to like one direction at like a T intersection and doubling up, and we were walking right through it. He led me right into it. I'm like, where are we going?
Is Pedro there?
Yeah, and then Rob Mason walked by.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you if you went by Rob Mason's gay apartment. Probably.
Probably.
You were in the Village, maybe. Chelsea?
I was definitely in the Village somewhere. That's where they start having names and not numbers.
Names and not numbers.
That's Lino.
And puddles of copious white fluid slash gel on the fucking on the corners of the street.
And the streets are no longer straight. They're all curved.
Where the streets are covered with jizz. And the streets are covered with jizz. And the streets are covered with jizz.
they're covered with cum. Oh yeah, you're walking through Rob Mason's neighborhood, and some guy took his pants down and shook his wood and sprayed all over the place, all over the concrete, all over the sidewalk. He sprayed wherever his boyfriend could talk, on his ass, in his face, and in his eyes too. He liked to spray his fucking man goo, and Steven slipped on it as he fell inside. Yeah. Went for a crazy ride, and Usman Everlast went along. He didn't know why, but he's got the song. Hey, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show. It's going on, broadcasting live from New Jersey, that's right. Broadcasting live from New Jersey, that's right. What's going on? Hey, let's get the show started here. Let's see. Whoa, we need to get back on track. I'm in a tailspin. Whoa, guys, I'm turning off the instant messages. Thank you.
Don't send me anything now.
Don't send me anything. Don't send me songs. The time for that is before the show when I'm doing prep. Okay. You're listening to DJ New Style Radio. That's right. That's right. Yeah, what's going on? Hey.
Very good at multitasking, New Style.
Hey.
Hey.
This talk is not good. It is very faggoted.
Was that Shawnee Murphy? It sounded a little bit like him.
No. It's actually when we were doing the Governator, this guy busted in and completely interrupted, and that's all. This is exactly what he said. Hold on, here we go.
This talk is not good. It is very faggoted. Faggoted.
And you can even hear like the Governator. And if you want to ask me, I can touch you in the ass. And if you want me to go up and talk to Maria, then Maria. And I swear to God, that wasn't me, but I listened to these clips over and over and over again, and I'm hooked on the Governator, man. I wanted to get that guy on the show, but he hasn't responded back. It's very faggoted.
Faggoted.
Oh, wait, before I get started here.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
That's right. I forgot to play that. We have an FCC monitor listening to the station at all times. We have to be very, very careful with what we say. And,
just so you know, that was broadcast in black and white. There's no color.
There's no color on Radio BBQ. There's no color. Oh, we have this thing here. You gotta listen to. You might just don't talk throughout it because I think we're having some problems when I play music and when you try and talk. I'm gonna play this thing. It's a night.
All right, I won't try to talk.
Okay, it's a Knight Rider beatbox. Some guy is doing the Knight Rider theme as a beatbox. So here we go.
Hello, everybody. I am the supercar.
Oh, this is supercar. Okay. Apparently, that's this guy named Dap, DHAP, doing the beatbox for the Knight Rider theme song, and he said supercar because he's Italian. He's an Italian man, and he does the in Italy, Knight Rider is called supercar.
Supercar.
Yes, I want to watch the supercar. You come over here, I'm gonna do it, man. Yeah.
Macchina maggiore.
Yes. Yes. That's awesome. Yes. Okay, fuck it. I'm gonna say something, but I have to think because I speak several languages. I'm an operative for Radio BBQ, and I speak several languages. Yeah, we get a couple
what,
of...
What are those languages?
Oh, I speak Visual Basic. If on the air, then go to suck. German, Italian, a wee bit of Spanish. Let's see. I know, like, some curse words in Urdu.
Urdu?
Yes, Urdu.
What is that? The,
it's like a dialect of Arabic.
Oh.
Jukar Barnigal! That means shut up, get out. I don't even know if that's a swear, but that's what I know. Jukar Barnigal! Whatever. That saying that shit will get me fucking stabbed on a plane if I stand up and say it.
Yeah, I could say that.
Hold on. Yeah, io parlo sono un po' d'italiano, un po'. Ma che fai, eh?
Che
Ehi!
Fa? Che fuma?
Stefano, che fai?
Bueno. Nadia.
Nadia. Nadia, where is Boris? I want to go back to Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago. Oh, man.
Wow, Allison knows how to say the MF bomb in Nepalese.
Awesome. Yeah, check this out.
He does That's not like Ken.
Some guy can do the entire Knight Rider theme song. I do the MCK theme song. I suck.
I think that sounded pretty fat.
That was fizz at.
This one gang kept wanting me to join because I'm pretty good with the bow staff.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So Steven. Do you ever check out the Drudge Report?
No, I've heard of it. I've probably gotten like links to it before.
Have you ever watched network or cable news programs?
Oh yeah.
Okay, then you know of the Drudge Report because what they do is they basically go on the Drudge Report and they check out what stories are there and they read about them. Because he gets all the articles as published by the like AP, links them, and then people on TV talk about them. Like, for example, Russell Crowe arraigned. That was probably one of the big stories today and yesterday. This shit is like in the archives as of like 4 days ago. Russell Crowe beating up somebody, you know, fighting
around the world.
Fighting minorities. Here we are in Brooklyn, I'm fighting minorities.
I'm gonna find me a Chinaman from Brooklyn. I hear they fight the best.
The best. Yeah. So police they let him in handcuffs on a perp walk into
a perp walk.
Yeah, into a Manhattan precinct jail. Man, he was arrested for hurling a phone at a hotel employee. Dude, you did a boxing movie and you pretty much did a gladiator movie. Calm down.
Where's he from, New Zealand?
He's from, like, Australia or fucking... He's down under. He thinks he's fucking... he thinks he has to fend off dingoes and shit. I hear a dingo eating you fucking Oscar.
They don't like making those epic movies and, like, swinging swords, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, Yahoo Serious, man. He's a loose cannon.
Yahoo? Young Einstein was a crazy, crazy individual.
What I used to like to do is go on Yahoo and find the, we gotta say goodbye to Losco, that's Frank. Go on Yahoo, find the Australians and say, the only thing that ever came out of your country that was good was Yahoo Serious. And then they start naming all this shit like I really give a fuck about their goddamn country that was started by criminals.
That was funny when Yahoo first came out. I only thought of Yahoo Serious.
Yeah, me too.
Dude, wait, that's the guy who invented beer.
One of my cousins actually had a poster of Yahoo Serious in, like, 1987. This is when he was, like, going to be the next big thing. He's in this movie, and it was a marginal hit, and he was going to be like, he's from Australia, he's so dreamy. He's so dreamy. Steve Affanculo, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, va fanculo. Yeah.
Va fanculo.
Alla figa che diavolo benedica. That's what I gotta say.
Oh, speaking of Benedict.
No, la Papa.
Yeah, il Papa. Let's go to the Papal Progress Report. Benedict the 16th. Where are we at, Stephen, with the Papal Progress Report for Benedict the 16th?
Still alive.
Still alive! Still, hey, he's still alive. That's right. He's still living, and he's still alive. Ding, ding. That's right. Hold on. We got to play.
Oh, my God. What?
You did it. You did it. I knew you would. I just knew you would.
Correct the mundo.
Yeah, that's right. I basically would say that he's done nothing except continue living, which is his goal. And as long as he keeps doing that, he's getting the grade A on the Papal Progress Report for Benedict the 16th, formerly known as Cardinal Ratzinger.
Cardinal Ratzinger!
For all the fighters in the UFC, Cardinal Ratzinger's got a message for you.
I am still alive.
Yeah, yeah, whoa, I'm still alive.
Did you ever hear about that thing that they can take... Was it some they can accept some crown jewels or something like that and like take on more power? Like they just get the choice to do it?
Whoa, wait, slow down.
Well, I'm gonna look this up right now.
Slow down. Oh, Frank, check it in with that's Losco. Losco 420. 420. He's going to survive for 2 years. That's his prediction. I don't know what you predict, but it's not that far off.
Shut the fuck up, fat man!
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Oh, wait.
Hey.
Oh, wait, FCC. Sorry. FCC.
What are they getting? You have a sense of the crickets?
No, man. FCC LeeTors5 at AOL.com. It's bucking me down, son. What's going on? Right.
Right.
All right. Why don't I do a song? I'm feeling musical. Give me a topic.
Ooh. What?
Hey. Whoa. Hey. Way. Topic. Yeah. Give me a topic. What's going on, buddy? Come on.
Let's go with, screwdrivers and wrenches.
Here we go. The whistle blows, I'm out to lunch. Not gonna eat a goddamn thing. Only gonna consume some liquid. That's my thing. Listen up, I got a song, it's got a good ring. Get my orange juice, I gotta go and get loose. Throw some vodka in and I'll be loose like a goose. I'm gonna let it sluice down my throat. That's all she wrote. Then it's back to the construction side, bitch, please. Gonna grab my wrench and fall off the structure that we're trying to build. Cause I just had a screwdriver and I'm barely alive. Because I'm getting thrown off that I'm getting dropped, I'm getting lifted. I'm so drunk and I'm oh so gifted. Bitch, please, I just don't care about a fucking thing. Screwdrivers and wrenches don't mix. When one's a drink and when one will make you twitch. As you try to work, but you just can't. You need to run away and try to be the bigger man.
But I'm an alcoholic, that's how it works. I got hit with a wrench in my balls and man it hurts. I got nothing left in my life except this rotten drink and this sharp ass knife. I'm gonna jump off and I'ma wreak some havoc. I'm gonna try to get my cock to grab. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying. I'm just fucking up the words, so I'm gonna sing about something else. Like a bitch in the berms. A bitch in the berms is like a wolf in the hills. It's gonna give you the fucking chills. You're gonna run back, get hooked on crack, and before you know it, you'll be on your back. As you slowly get pounded, you're gonna be grounded. When you wake up stuck to the sheets and you know that you've mounted a pillow or something else in your bed. Ooh, ooh, I wish I could've fucked that girl instead. Mm-hmm, ooh, ooh. Screwdrivers and wrenches.
You got that one good.
That was, yeah, totally tied in and awesome, man. Totally awesome, man. It's fucking hot out here, man. What's going on?
It's hot everywhere, man. It's the quick realignment of the Earth and polar ends, and it's going to just realign and cause another ice age. Fast.
Really?
Oh, maybe.
Are you kidding me, man?
No. It's gonna happen. Sometime.
Another ice age?
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool? We're all gonna live underground. Maybe someone.
Hey, yeah! Hey, yo! You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. What's going on? Broadcasting live from New Jersey. Yeah.
Don't fall into a tailspin.
Hey.
No, this thing's called the Papal Tiara.
The Papal Tiara.
Yeah.
That's, if you wear that thing when you're, like, initiated, you're the shit, right?
Yeah, that's what it commands, like, greater power.
Would anybody really listen to that thing? Like, if you're wearing, like, a different set of head garb or whatever, are you really, you know, the guy's not going to do anything anyway. You know he's not traveling anywhere. The guy can barely fucking muster a smile when he's out in public, the five times he's been out, you know, ever. He's got no energy, man. Oh, here we go. When I grow up, I wanna be Pope. I don't want people to call me a dope. I wanna sit at home all alone and take my pants off, my robes and hat, and stroke my bone. I wanna get butt naked in the Vatican like my name was not Benedict, it's Ken. I'm gonna keep my real name, cause I wear that tiara. I don't give a fuck right now. I don't give a shit. I wanna be the Pope. Don't make me sell no dope. Turn the Vatican into a drug ring. I don't give a shit because I can do anything. I got sworn in with the papal tiara. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do tomorrow. That fucking didn't rhyme, that actually sucked goddamn balls. But I don't give a shit, I'm the Pope after all. I can do anything that I fucking want. I've got all kinds of powers and skills that I flaunt. I got them at my disposal, coming for you. You've got nothing going on, and bitch, you're through. When I'm the Pope, when I am the Pope, oh bitch, you're gonna reveal every tit and every navel in my motherfucking a papal stable. I need you naked and I need you now. I'm the fucking Pope. Who's that bitch now, bitch, please?
Hey.
Falling into a tailspin.
Yeah, hey, whoa, my lyrics are falling into a tailspin.
Hey, what they say, here, I found the line, actually. They say, if you get the tiara, they say, receive the, this is in Latin, though, but here's the translation. Receive the tiara, adorn the three crowns, and know that thou art father of princes and kings, ruler of the world. Of our Savior Jesus Christ on earth, and to him be honor and glory forever and ever.
He-Man, man, you're the fucking master of the universe, bro.
Why would you not take this thing? What's with these guys? I'd like to be ruler of the world.
If according I to, like, rule a couple the world. What would you do if you could rule the world, Steven?
I wouldn't want to, first of all, because it's...
You just said you wanted to. Don't fucking lie.
No, I said...
You're turning my place, my show, into a house of lies. I don't appreciate it.
It's not a house of lies.
Well, I don't know what you're trying to do to me. You fucking prick.
Well, it would suck. It would suck being ruler of the world, actually, now that I think about it, because people so hate each other.
Fucking idiot!
Can kill each other.
They could just kill each other.
Yeah, let chaos reign free for a while, I say.
So what would you have to do to do that?
I don't know, I guess.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have a request here from someone that I've been meaning to do, and I totally forgot. Oh, shit.
Do it.
Tailspin! Tailspin!
Do it.
Alright, the Indigo Kitchen. Doug the Bug has requested that I do Big Eddie Ed Sings the Blues. You gotta give me something to have the blues about, but here we go. I think I can muster something up out of the life of Big Eddie Ed, so... Why don't we just, go.
Go. Go with it.
The first of the month are coming. I'm getting drunk on rum and I don't even know what the fuck I'm gonna say. Now, I don't know what you want from me. Bitches coming and they acting like they're 23, but I don't give a fuck, I just don't care. I'm gonna come back and give them a glare, cause here we go. Bitch, get back, I'm gonna fuck your ass. I'm gonna treat you with the utmost class. Big Eddie, yeah, don't break. Big Eddie, it takes, he likes to steal and run while his Mexican friend rakes. Y'all don't know, y'all ain't on my level. Y'all like a ruler getting cut up and beveled. I'm on the ball, y'all ass, before your ass gets spalled. You don't know how you roll, so you need to get oil, bitch, please. You're passing bad checks and I'm throwing you off decks. I'm holding you off the railing like your name was Luz Ledrick. And y'all don't know what I'ma do when I'm back up, y'all. I'm drinking all my whiskey and a red stripe beer. I'm coming back for motherfucking Kool-Aid, but the shit turned clear. Sing it, white boy. Chicken wings are doing their things, yeah. They do all the kind of shit that make me wanna fling them out the window so fast, so slow. I just don't know what this black motherfucker wants me to sing. I'm gonna beat your ass, nigga. Little pumpkins on my lap, oh yes.
Little pumpkins on my lap, oh yes.
Little pumpkins on my lap, oh yes. I got a big piece of shit dropped on my chest. I got piss on my face and piss down my throat. And you know my story's done, cause bitch, that's all she wrote. The page is turned, my book is closed. I've got nothing going on and I can't find my clothes. Bitch, don't even tell me why, cause I'm deep in the fucking oil. Don't turn on the fire, I don't want them fried. Bitch, don't even tell me what you can see, cause my name is Lil Jimmy. Dude, I take a bet just to prove you I could, because I'm going back to my bed stroking wood. I'm shooting loads and you know it's all good tonight. I sleep in the nude, kinda rude, but I don't care if I'm in another room with another dude. You don't know why I'm here, don't know why I'm back.
If you heard my voice, you'd think I'm old and black, cause my name is Jimmy Rhodes, and I don't know where my clothes are going on, because you know I'm kinda tall and I still grow. I gotta live like an elephant from the continent of Asia. Don't you fucking forget, bitch, please. Get on your knees. Ba la 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 la.
I don't like
singing the blues, and I just don't know why. I got my life, I got my fucking rhythm. Your bitches sucking my jism. Big idiot, y'all don't know my level.
Alright, that's enough of that. Dude, I'm fucking drenched.
Okay.
My ass crack and everything, it's all fucking nice. Set up. It's ready.
Little swamp ass action.
I've got some fucking swamp ass like you wouldn't believe. I've got blue ribbon swamp ass right now. Blue ribbon.
I think swamp ass actually makes you a smarter person. It increases your electromagnetic capabilities and transfers that right to your brain to increase neuron transfer.
I don't think I've taken one break yet. I gotta, dude, you have to hold on a second. I gotta just fucking de-sweat.
Break.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Do you want to hear a fucking song that I did, or I'll play one of my songs. Fuck it. I'm gonna play
a song.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking play one.
Play
that
a song that you did.
I'm gonna play one tonight. What do you have a favorite one? How about Stalker song? Here we go.
The Stalker song. Let's go with that one.
All right. Hold on now.
It's a little weird, and I'm a little strange, but I'm harmless on the surface, though I'm horribly deranged. You say I'm not your type, and you say you're not for me, but that longing look upon your face cries, I need you, can't you see? Why can't you stop flipping out on me? I'm in your trash to try to know you, and in this tree to try to see. Only the focused can ever get this far. I keep our love alive tonight down your street inside my car. Cause I'm calling, hanging, dialing again. Driving, leaving, coming back again. Going crazy, crazy for your touch. Window shaded, I think you know too much. I'm so sorry I made you mad. But sometimes I just go blank when I think of all we've had. You're so clever, this must be some kind of joke. I can't pay these fake harassment fines, I'm afraid I've gone flat broke. Hey, you, don't you turn away. You look at me when I'm talking, and do exactly what the fuck I say. Well, wait, I'm sorry. There I go once more. What the fuck do I have to do for you to love me, you fucking whore? Calling, hanging, dialing again. Driving, leaving, coming back again. Going crazy, crazy for your touch. Window shaded, I think you know too much. Oh, yeah. So hard, I've kept this love alive. Now you stand and mace my eyes, and you never
So I cry way too much. Immune to pepper spray. Lessons learned, I'm back again. Couldn't wait one motherfucking day. Calling, waiting, dialing again. Driving, leaving, coming back again. Going crazy, crazy for your touch. Window fucking shaded, I think you know too much.
Yeah, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. What's going on? Yeah, there's really little to no show prep. We can do some topics. We're going to get Steve back on the line. Who knows, man? Who fucking knows? Yeah! Steven, you are on the DJ New Style Show, but before you even bother speaking, let me just say to you that I have something to say to you, and that is, in fact...
Hey!
What's going on?
I was thinking about, what?
What's going on?
Oh. I was thinking, earlier in the day, I haven't been down to the shore recently, but, you know, it's funny, because every time I think about it, I'm, like, 2 years older. So now it's, like, I think I just want to go down there, like, with a video camera and just totally mess with people. And just videotape it all.
Are you going to have some sort of a release filled out so you don't get fucking sued? There is an FCC monitor listening.
Yes, definitely. Yes. I'll write that up, make sure everyone is okay with that.
Good. That's the way to do it, Steven. LOL. Ugh. So what do you have planned? What are you going to do?
No, well, maybe I wouldn't videotape it. Maybe I'd just mess with them.
Like how? What are you going to do to mess with them?
Just, like, find out, like, where their party is, and then, like, follow them around and just be like, yo, let me come to the party. And then be like, no. Like, how old are you? And then if they, like, just start walking away, just be like...
Are you talking about, like, prom weekend?
Like, tell them, like, you know, just the whole summer those stupid idiot kids go down.
The fucking, like, oh, I don't know if we should let Tina go to the shore with Billy.
Yeah.
See what happens in New Jersey. We have a beautiful shore, and all the high school kids after the prom will take their dates down to the shore, and they will get a room. That's right.
I think that's over anyway.
Well, yeah, it's over now, but they'll take them to the shore, and they will fuck like you would not believe, right?
Dirty Jersey tradition for hundreds of years.
Hundreds
since like the 1700s.
George Washington was the first person to do it, actually.
Yeah, they have a landmark, actually, in Seaside Heights.
Yeah, it's actually...
Washington slept here with 17-year-old girls.
It's a cast of his penis and a mold of the vagina that belonged to the 17-year-old girl with a scrunchie that he banged on the shore.
He used his shore name, though. It was Georgie Wotown.
Georgie Wotown.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good good contribution you did there. I'm frantic. You know what I'm frantically reaching for here? I'm frantically reaching for this. We're just going to get rid of that.
Frantically.
You're camping, motherfucker. All right. What do you think? Because since I do no show prep, do you think I should just take me out with a bong hit, Tom? Or should I do some requests?
I think you should do some requests.
I'll do some requests, for a little while. We're already at the 2-hour mark.
Out there? I mean, there's been people and they've all been quiet.
People are quiet.
People are quiet.
Strange, Steve, when they're strangers.
Yeah.
Occasionally, faces will look ugly when you're alone.
When you're alone.
Women, however, will seem quite wicked.
Yeah.
But only when you're unwanted, and the streets are absolutely ugly when you're down.
It's doom, very... doom, doom.
People are strange when they are strangers. Cocks get sucked when you're not alone. What?
That's stranger than.
Yeah, they just get. It happens that they get sucked. You're not doing any sucking, and your cock certainly is not getting sucked.
The phantom.
It's a cock that may exist or may not. Rest assured, it's getting sucked.
It may be in a different dimension, but.
Yeah. Yeah, I see. All right, Steve, I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna do some requests. What are you gonna do for the rest of the night, Steve? When are you planning on going to sleep?
Going to sleep? I don't know. I don't know. What am I gonna do for the rest of the night? Probably like drink a bottle of water and listen to the show and go to sleep.
All right, for the listeners involved in the chat room, Steve, do you have anything you want to plug tonight? You usually plug wacky things.
I'll plug something wacky. www.nerolarp.com. That's completely wacky. You'll have fun.
Have you ever engaged in LARPing?
Oh yeah, dude. I'm a 7-year-old LARPer.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh yeah, I've been LARPing for. It's fun. It's like a medium just to get to mess with people. That's all it is.
No. You do not LARP.
Yeah.
You LARP.
Yeah.
Live action role playing.
That's LARP.
And you dress up.
NEROLARP.com.
What does Nero stand for?
Is the New England Role Playing Organization.
Get the fuck out of here. You do this. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm on staff. I am
your staff.
Head
are you the LARPing bouncer?
Head geek. No. My friend Big Freddy Fred is the LARPing bouncer.
Whoa, wait. Do I know Fred?
I think you do.
Groon?
Yes, the big
groon. He fucking LARPs?
Yeah. And the groon will destroy you, too. No, we both pretty much run it, actually, me and the big groon.
Are you kidding me? You're both LARPers? I know both of you. I'm friends with the LARPers. Dude.
Yeah.
What do you fucking do? What's a typical LARPing event?
You go there, and then you plot destruction against one person, you take, like, 7 people...
It's not fucking Dynasty! Sticks. You're not trying to destroy... She's trying to destroy me! Dude.
No. You take, like, foam-covered PVC pipe and just hit them a lot until they're, like, on the ground.
Like, they have to pretend their damage is up or something, right? Like, do you have hit points or something? What's this?
Hell yeah!
Get the fuck... You have stats.
Yeah, everyone has stats.
What are your stats, Steve?
I don't know what the hell my... You have a card with your stats on it. So
how do you get more stat points?
Or whatever? It's actually by event attended. So like
every event you gain more points?
Yep.
You are fucking gay.
Yep.
You are seriously gay. I can't believe I didn't think of this first.
Allison
Wright with "It's Smear the Queer in Disguise." You're playing a fucking a Renaissance Fair brand version of Smear the Queer.
Yeah, that's what it is, kind of.
Do you have a guy with a lute that you fucking anybody who plays the lute gets fucking killed?
What? No. No, I don't think anyone plays the lute.
Radio BBQ says, "I'm hitting you with my foam stick.
I'm taking damage. Ouch.
LOL, I just lost 10 damage. I judge to attack." Steve, seriously, who judges how much damage a hit will do?
It's actually all on the honor system. So, like, everyone has their little card. So, like,
I only took 1 damage that time. I only took a... Bullshit, I hit you in the solar plate.
What? Yeah, the solar plate definitely does less damage. What?
I suck. I wanted to say solar plexus and plate mail, and I just...
I was going to say, the solar plexus is something I know.
Yeah,
well, what the solar plate is, that's nothing.
Solo flex!
That is not a magical item in our game.
Strong and ripped by working out with rubber bands! Ugh.
Dude. Have you tried that before?
No, we're not done with the fucking LARPing, okay? You LARPing idiot.
I am an idiot.
Seriously, do you dress up?
You have to.
No. Wait, hold on a second. Steve, I will pay you fucking $20 if you give me a picture of you and Fred and anybody I might know dressed up LARPing.
I don't have them anymore. I had a CD. I lost the CD.
You will take a fucking camera with you and pretend it's some kind of sorcery item and just fucking take a goddamn
picture. I will capture your soul in this box.
Seriously. I'm acting like I'm huge. I will give you money. If you need money, what you need to do is get my program and I will give you $20. 20 whole dollars. Ugh. Sucks. Dude, what do you wear? Like, do you wear armor and shit?
No.
What do you wear?
I forego the armor and use my stealthy ways to dodge attacks.
What do you wear, though?
Just like these stupid, like, raggedy-ass, like, raver pants, kind of, and, like, a medieval shirt.
Dude, you wear the pirate shirt like Jerry wore on fucking Seinfeld?
No way.
You wore a Philly shirt?
Once, though, I have been waiting to find that guy. I've been waiting for that guy to come. Because when that guy comes, he's getting a beat down.
Steve, were you an only child?
No.
Okay, so that's answering Allison Wright's question. Because it might be acceptable if you were, in fact, an only child. But you do have siblings, so...
Yeah.
So you wear a pirate shirt. Is it striped and ends up above the belly with a parrot sewn onto the shoulder?
Yes, and it talks and it has a little.
No, really. What kind of shirt are we talking here?
Actually, I just wear thermal shirts. I usually wear a black.
Bullshit! You just said fucking pirate shirts.
That's what the people who really dress up do. I'm on staff, so like us as the staff people have to be like the monsters that change around and. There's, like, stupid foam masks.
Get the fuck out of here. You're a monster?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm a monster. I am... What are
you? I am a monster, man.
Give me an example of a monster.
Lizard man, I am here because...
No. Seriously. You would not go to these fucking LARPing idiots and say, I'm Lizard Man. They need fucking... I know that they're so bored with life and anything else that could... entertain them that they have to dress up as mythic figures and fucking slay imaginary fucking dragons that are played by stoners that say fucking crazy theories.
That's exactly what it is.
So, like, what? You don't just say, dude, I'm fucking Lizard Man. Kill me.
Yeah. Then you just, like, smack some people in the balls and in the face and then say, hey, alright, go home.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yes, I made my quest!
I made my quest.
LOL.
LOL, I hit you right in the balls.
You have dropped 10 gold! Ugh. Dude, that's awful. You're a fucking LARPer. Do you realize that? You are the lowest man on the totem pole right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. The people that actually gather to play the fucking Dungeons & Dragons game with the cards and the fucking dice, they are higher on the ladder than you right now. Because you dress up and pretend to be a fucking lizard man so that people dressed up as pirates can fucking kill you with foam-covered PVC pipes. You are the lowest man on the totem pole.
No.
Oh man, the worst of the Cheech and Chong movies, the Corsican Brothers. I think that was about LARPing. That's from Grillmaster Dan.
Awesome, I want to see that movie.
That was the worst. They actually try and like...
The fucking... mere word LARP seems twisted and dirty. It is, it really is.
It means live action role playing. Now, if you think of role playing, usually it's like maybe a husband and wife of like 40 years. They don't really find each other attractive. Maybe the wife's vagina is just a cavern, and the husband really can get his balls in too. And he doesn't even scrape the sides anymore. He can just blow over the top of it like a fucking bottle and make an orchestra, make a little sound. Maybe he's sick of it, so now he decides, oh, I'm going to dress her up as some strange woman and meet her at the movies, pick her up and bang her in the fucking Buick in the parking lot. That's role-playing, okay? And she, oh, I'm only 17, and I shouldn't be at this R-rated movie without my parent or guardian, LOL. Let's go into the Buick that you have. That is definitely not mine. No, that's probably the only role-playing that should exist. But sadly, there's another role-playing
You know, that really shouldn't exist. I'm sorry.
That totally should exist, so, for humor's sake. This is just fucking sad, the thing you do. Dressing up as fucking... Dude, you're not even the guy who gets to play the game. You're the fucking guy that the people have to kill. Dude, you are the guy that stands there, I'm a monster. You basically have no involvement.
What do you mean, no involvement?
Dude, you stand there and say, yo,
the whole
dude.
Game is pivotal upon what the monsters do and what they...
Pivotal!
Pivotal.
Dude, seriously, I picture you standing in a fucking, maybe a baseball field, okay? Like, you guys are sitting in the parking lot waiting for the Little League team to finish up so you can begin LARPing. And, like, some dude's dressed up like fucking Blackbeard. And you're dressed up... Yeah, Blackbeard. Like a pirate. And then you're dressed up, and you're pretending to be Lizard Man, and Fred's over there, he's pretending to be a fucking werewolf, and he's gonna put some, like, plywood graves up and hide out in a graveyard. But this all has to happen when the parents and the players leave the Little League game that you're about to use the field for. Dude, get off the second base! This is not the second base! This is the securement garrison of Nod! This is the holy fortress of Nod.
I think you would be good at a LARP.
I would never fucking LARP. I would sooner open my scrotum with a fucking with this mic. I would open it with this
with the
mic. Yes. I would open my scrotum and I would fill it up with lemon juice and then seal it back up again. But that I would do that before I would ever LARP. Anybody that ever gets to know me, like, they know what I'm into. Like, I play video games, guitar, I program, you know, I do, you know, fucking creative things. I enjoy some stupid shit like that, but if I ever LARPed, I would never, ever, ever be able to talk to a human being that did not LARP, because they would fucking want me dead.
Oh, you want me dead now?
I don't want you dead, Steve, but, you know, maybe I want you dead.
Well, since you put it that way, you know, I'll have to fight back.
Okay, do you have, like, are you a knight?
No.
You don't have, do you have a character?
Yeah, I have a character.
What's your character?
My character is a 30th level rogue. Sneaking in the shadows, stealing people's money and weapons.
Dude, you realize you're not stealing anything from anybody. There's some fucking fat kid over there by a maple tree that you're, like, trying to sneak up on. You're like, do-do-do-do. And you're like, oh, I totally jacked your sack of silver nobles.
Yes, I did.
Allison Wright, if I were a cop, I would arrest the LARPers.
No, we'd hit you back. We'd hit you with our phones of swords and cast death spear.
Well, what if, because you're probably very into, like, what's going on when you're LARPing, right?
No.
I mean, like, you guys are, like, tuned into the story, right?
No.
So if a cop came in and, like, you're fighting Lizard Man and he points a gun at you, you're like, what are you doing? You're, like, a level one. I'm a level 64 rogue. I sneak through the shadows with my pretty fucking pirate shirt.
No, I'd parry his gun out of his hands and then be like...
You parry? Dude, I have to tell you, they don't train for parries.
No, they don't, see? Specialized skills.
What is a parry?
No, I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
I parry the gun out of his hand.
The LARPs are actually, like, specialized government schools for training people for the Navy SEALs and Army Rangers.
Dizzy Dog says, you have to wear your Rogues Do It From Behind t-shirt.
Nice. I've seen that shirt before.
I own that shirt, actually. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And you don't LARP.
I do not LARP. Whatsoever.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatsoever you LARP. LARPer. Dude, you fucking LARP. And you're plugging the knee... Here we go. Do you have Tan Guy on your LARPing site?
No. It's all fat guys.
Tan Guy would be
It's all fat guys.
A skinny tan lizard person has come near you with his kiteboard and fucking 1980s jeans. And ability to sing hip songs of the day. Nero LARP?
Yep, that's the one. .com.
Tell me you have pictures on there.
Yeah, there's pictures.
Tell me you have pictures.
None of me.
Get the fuck out of here. Ah! House of the Short Folk.
What is this?
Dude, what the fuck is wrong with these people? Holy shit, he's got an acorn for a fucking shield.
It's not uncool that he has a shield, but it's uncool that it's an acorn.
It's totally uncool. I mean, everybody else got a shield, you know, you gotta have a shield.
Of course. I mean.
Oh my god, here's the older guys! Let's see. And there on the right, in the with the mustache, is Steve with his blue uniform on.
No.
That's him.
Yeah, right.
You actually have a girl in this. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. She's a cutie.
She's got a... Yeah, whatever. I guess as far as
LARPers... Can't say she isn't.
As far as LARPers go...
Oh, there's just hotter girls.
No.
Not many. See, I'm saying it's mostly fat guys.
Do you realize that, like, you're...
That is definitely not me at all. Oh my god, the guy looks nothing like me. The guy has curly hair.
Not that guy, the guy to the left of him. Wait, the guy that's, like, his twin. If, like, if you cut the ponytail off...
It's not, like, that guy's like... Dude, that dude's, like, 6'5".
He's 6'5", and he LARPs. You're a LARPer.
Shut up, man.
You're a LARPer. Dude,
there's pictures.
Do they change there?
Photo gallery on the left hand side. Photo gallery.
Oh boy, here we fucking go.
You'll definitely have some fun here. Maybe there are pictures of me now.
Oh boy, if there are. Oh, who's this little elf? Oh man, this shit doesn't work.
Oh, I'm in a tailspin. You gave me too many pictures at once.
Oh, hey, don't be posting links in the room, because it's distracting. Hey, you're listening to the New Style Show, that's right.
Buh.
Are you in any of these, Steve? Honest.
No.
Fucking liar. You are so in.
Seriously, because I know.
I'm going to find the one you're in, and I'm going to tell everybody the one that you're in.
Okay, well.
You're not in any of these Avondale? Fucking whatever the fuck Avondale is?
No. That's the
you realize you're at a summer camp. You are essentially at a fucking summer camp.
Yeah.
Are you pissed off that I'm making fun of your LARPing?
No, it's expected.
I'm
not in any of these, man.
I'm gonna find, dude.
I always.
Assassins Wanted!
They spell assassin.
Assassins Wanted, pay 20 gold per hit. No SAR or time elementals need apply. Inquire within. Ask for Hyundai. Or Hunyadi.
Oh, God.
Get the fuck out of here.
We killed that guy 3 times in one day.
Dude, how do you fucking kill anybody? Why don't you run away? I don't understand this. You
kill them in their sleep.
You're not napping here.
No, well, not in these pictures. They don't take pictures of people sleeping.
They actually sleep there? How long do they fucking play?
It's for a weekend.
So it's like Full Metal Jacket. You get the fucking soap in the towel.
Yeah,
just like a dream, fat boy.
Yep.
There's a goth girl with fucking tits that are spilling out of and almost...
Oh, yeah. That would be Trish.
Who's the skinny goth girl?
Wait.
I'll show you one second.
Next to her?
There you go. Steve, how old a guy are you these days?
25.
25. If you had said 8, you might have skated. Might have skated.
I don't know who that girl is.
When Steve goes to Vegas, he can't play craps because the dice only have 6 sides to them. It's too confusing. That came in from Grillmaster Dan. Oh my god, dude, I'm just looking at the pictures on NeroLarp.com. NeroLarp.com. When you said that, I thought you were completely fucking around. No, you're not. This looks like a failed fucking musician hour. Like, dude, I suck at being I'm not good at the band thing. Oh my fucking god. Dude, I'm in awe. You have to go to NeroLarp.com and click on the photo gallery. I'm looking at this and I'm in disbelief. I just see someone who looks like fucking Mike D from the Beastie Boys with fucking elf ears on
Mike D.
It's Avondale set 5. I don't know. Here, I'm gonna put the link in the chat room. If you go to set 5 on Avondale, it's the second row on the right. Kind of looks like Mike D from the Beastie Boys. Dude, this is fucked.
Yeah, Mike D likes to come out and play sometimes.
He does, every now and then. Every now and then. Okay, so you're LARPing. When do you decide you're done LARPing? Every weekend you do this?
No.
Yeah. Come on.
No, there's only 4 a season, so 4 all year.
So how do you get so many points, man?
Well, there's
you must have been chapters. Doing this for some time. There's when did you start chapters. LARPing, Steve?
I told you, it's 98.
Dude, hold the fucking phone. I knew you, and you were a LARPer. Like,
yeah.
I knew you then, and you were LARPing then.
It all started at Stevens Institute of Technology.
Get the fuck out of here. You are a LARPer. What are you doing? Oh, that's Steven right there. That's young Steven. Now you're trying to fucking... So I can't just put a picture out there and be like, that's Steven. Because you know I was looking for one. He puts his real picture in the chat room from MySpace.
Oh, well, yeah. What do you want from me?
Yeah, I don't know what you want, man. Huh, see? You gotta make me alive, Capper. Yeah, so I'm just go to NeroLarp.com and just sit and laugh. Laugh. I'm sorry, yeah, Steve.
Yuck it up. Try to find a picture of me now that you know what I really look like. Steve, yeah. Go through every one of those.
I'm sure that's you. And your name isn't even Steve, and you're this fucking lucky fella right here in Avondale 5 on the very top left picture. This guy is apparently homeless and not LARPing. He just found some leftover clothes.
That guy.
He's on a bench and he is actually not a LARPer. He lives in the camp and he steals clothes.
He's a real dwarf.
Get the fuck out of here.
He crawled up from like somewhere in the center of the earth and just started playing Nero.
Okay. So like he's a little short, huh?
Yeah, and
how tall is he? And very reliable.
Yeah, he's like, you know, cubic in proportions.
Okay, we're gonna.
So
it's
about 4.5 foot all around.
I can't fucking believe this. This is hilarious, LARPing prick. It's all right, Steve. You know you like to LARP. You know I like to looking for a date. Oh, we have a link in here. Let's see. Ah. I don't need. See, the thing is, it's. I guess it's Volta. I don't know. Volta 8.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. See, I'd like to be able to, when it's replays. I'd like people to be able to see this. Well, Radio BBQ, Grillmaster Dan put looking for a date in the link, and you click on it. And there's this guy, seriously, that has, like, a very short hair, much like the picture on MySpace that Steve put up. And his face, it looks like when you take a little ball of clay and you put your thumbprint in it, and, like, everything goes in. Like, if you drew a face on a piece of clay and you put your thumb in, like, the eyes would get really squinched together. So it looks like eyes... Nose, mouth, like, really close together, and then, like, 12 inches of head and skull completely surrounding it with nothing but fucking hair. And oh yes, he's wearing a fucking an amulet and a cloak.
That's actually an advanced Neanderthal costume that we have.
Oh yeah?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I see. That was really good. Oh fuck. I suck. Dude, get me my sword! We're out here in the middle of nowhere, man. I need my sword. I think there's fucking wolves out here, man. Oh shit. Get my fucking saber! Damn it, I have to fend off these wolves of the night. You're getting all kinds of advice, like Allison Wright is checking in with us. Steve needs to be on the Dr. Phil show.
I fucking hate that guy.
What you need to do is eat less and work out more. Because men are stupid.
Just follow whatever the president says, because he knows what's right.
Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with the press. Ain't nothing wrong with the president. Tell you what, president of the NAACP, motherfucker. President of the NAACP. Y'all don't know how I'm working. This guy, he knows what I'm talking about. I'm almost there, believe me. This guy knows what I'm talking about. If you go to Avondale 5, second row, second from the right, he knows what I'm talking about when I say I like the NAACP president.
Yeah.
Only half of him knows what I'm talking about. NeroLarp.com. Jesus fucking Christ. Well, Steve, I'm going to let you go. Why don't you plug your site again?
Nah, that's all right.
NeroLarp, NeroLarp.com. Steve, always a pleasure. You know what? You had a day in the barrel today. You were thrown under the bus. But you know what? It would all been cool if you didn't mention the LARP.
Well, it doesn't matter. What the hell, man?
Oh, well, I'm packing up my clothes and I'm gonna head out to the camp.
Cartoon pajamas.
Are there any hip hop LARPers?
Yeah, there actually are.
Buck, buck, motherfucker!
Some.
Let me catch this motherfucking PVC padded pipe on your ass, nigga!
Now, like, after you look at these pictures, you have to realize what we've boiled it down to. Like, we're the staff members. We just screw with people. Like, they're all just dumb. Everyone's there is just stupid. So we give it up and, like, we just put people through hell and they, like, abide by the game rules, which makes it even easier.
Ah, man. Well, anyway, Steve, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to wrap up the show tonight. Why don't you leave us with the last word? But let me play your theme song. Hold on. I'm not pulling any tricks. Believe me, I'm not. I'm just looking for the Steve theme song. Last word of the night, Steve.
Yeah. I think the title word of the theme song sums it up.
Steve on the DJ New Style Show, thank you very much. Steven!
Yeah.
Shoot! Yeah, that's Steve. He's fucking crazy. There's always something new. We like Steve. We make fun of him every now and then for the LARPing. Every now and then being today. Because I've never heard about it. I'm still looking at these fucking pictures. Apparently there's an Asian red-faced mouse. With a red stick. Okay, yeah, that's the Steve music. I'm going to wrap up the show. You need to go to NeroLarp.com. I believe I'm going to add that as the friend of the show link to Steve. We are now listed on Wikipedia. If you go to Wikipedia and search for DJ New Style, capital D, capital J, capital N, and capital S, DJ New Style, exactly as it appears on the website. There's an article. I don't know if it ever got taken down, but for some reason it's there. I don't know what to think about it. Let's see if it's still up. Oh, wait. Yeah, there it is. Okay. There it is. It's en.wikipedia, wikipedia.org/wiki/DJNewStyle DJ New Style. Bow! Alright, I'm going to play a live song right now, and then I'm going to call it a night. Call it an evening on the DJ New Style Show. Ba-da-bow! Today was just a fucking clusterfuck. There was zero preparation. Now, I usually say there that I don't prepare, but I usually actually I outline some topics. But after almost getting into a fight with an Ultimate Fighter on the weekend and not remembering most of it, I really didn't do much prep. So, let's do one of these motherfucking songs that I do and don't do well. Okay, let's see here. What have we got? What have we got here? A fucking comedian. Alright, here we go. Driving on your way to work, there's a rumble in your belly. You pulled your car to the nearest store, it's a local small town deli. Walking in, you can see it all. You're hungry, but not that stressed. And now from the back busts a ragged man who never tries to impress, 'cause he's the little Indian deli man who lives behind his goods. We all like the little deli man, although his English isn't very good. And that little Indian deli man, he never reads the expiration dates. That motherfucking little deli man sells green meat as he toys with feet. I grab a snack from the rack and bang, but your change, it won't be here. Your money's gone and he told you why, but it wasn't all that clear. You turn around and you walked away confused and penniless still, and you were robbed by the little Indian deli man who lives behind his goods. We all like the little deli man, although his English isn't very good. And that little Indian deli man, he never reads the expiration dates. The motherfucking little deli man sells green meat as he toys with bait. Oh yeah, you know he toys with bait for hours every single day of the week. He's open 24 hours, sells moldy flowers, but you know that he does what he can. Little Indian deli man, little Indian deli man, little Indian deli man. Why do you toy with feet? Right. Yeah, that's Little Indian Deli Man from DJ New Style. Yeah, one of his hits. Let's get it out there. Right off the album DJ New Style and the Unsanitary Napkins coming at you, dropping in record stores very soon. Yeah, yeah. Right. Huh. Oh, yeah, when I touch these foamy things on the mic, the little windscreens, it makes like a crazy noise on the guitar. It's crazy. It sounds like poop. Poop. There's a word that needs to be said more. Poop. That's right. People say shit, they say crap. But they don't say poop. And I don't know what's going on. I think you need to start saying poop more and more. Went out to dinner one day. What did I have? Oh, goddamn. Can't remember, but it made me shit, made me crap. But I prefer to poop.
chalupas and I had some wraps. I didn't know why, but I started to get drips of crap out my face and eyes and out of my hands. My skin started to bleed crap and it was understandable. Mexican food can turn you into a shit-losing freak. I shouldn't have had it 17 times before the end of last week. This song's going nowhere and I can tell that it stinks. And I don't know why, but it's gonna lead me to drink. But all I wanna do is talk about poop. Talk about poop now. P-O-O-P. P-double-O-P. Called the shit poop, he knows the scoop, he knows the score, he knows it's only just brown goop. It smells really bad, and when you get it up on the floor, you let it sit, and it's gonna be there for a while more. Fucking poop! Fucking poop! Yeah, see, what we do here, we sing songs around a campfire so kids can rejoice from around the world. Singing about poop. Yeah! Yeah, Riggs, I don't know. I suck. Yeah. Let's see here. I'm gonna make something up. If you give me a topic, you can send it in on either the chat room, Radio BBQ chat, or via Instant Messenger, AOL Instant Messenger. Send it out to DJ New Styly, or DJ New Style. Doesn't matter. If you spell it wrong, it's Ode K. Ode K? I suck. How about this? Couldn't ask for better weather outside, but it's a little damp. I pulled my Honda up to the summer camp. I get my clothes and I get my gear. I start to pack and then my friends start to cheer. I throw my stuff into my bunk. I'm only here to keep in line all you punks. Go. We're gonna LARP, we're gonna have fun. We're gonna kill you in your sleep and pretend we're number one. But really, we're just the last fucking rung on the ladder of life. We are so done. We like to dress up and play our games. We like to do nothing, it's fucking crazy now. I don't know why, but I'm so damn lame. If you wanna come back, you're gonna play my game. I'm getting stat points every time I show, but I'm never gonna get a girl to suck my bone, because I'm dressing up as a pirate and I'm alone right now. Cause I like to LARP, I like to fart in the face of a guy named Art who dresses up as an elf. He's got 10 health and he's about to die. If I tap him with my pipe, then he's bound to cry, cause he died 5 times today. Oh, he died 5 times today, and only in the fucking month of May. He died 20 times that May. What do you say? You're out of the game! Out of the game! You roast the pigs, and you pick up long twigs. Have a sore bite or two, and then you spend a night or two with a bird on your shoulder, dressed as a pirate or dressed as a dwarf. But
But if you ever get into society, you'll be strapped to the bottom of a wharf and left for high tide. Left for high tide, no matter who cried. I don't care if you died, I'm only fucking around. Don't wanna be in your town, don't wanna play your games, cause you know I'm not down when you fucking lark. I know one of you motherfuckers is sitting there with a golden harp, or perhaps a lute. You're not even talking, pretending to be a mute. You're gonna die cause you're so uncouth, you got no class. Oh. Yeah. I'm getting the arthritis in my hands. I can't even fucking sit down and masturbate. I take off my pants and I draw the shades. Downloaded a movie and I've got it made. Everybody's out of the house. I'm gonna let it all just hang on out. Gonna go for mine, I'm gonna scream and shout. I'm watching porn when you know that's what it's all about. Watching porn. Watching porn. I'm watching girls take it in every place, and I'm watching them get loads all over their face. Watching porn, watching flicks. I don't care what's in it. If you want me to watch, I'm gonna watch it as long as it's not two dicks. I like the guy and the chick, or the chick and the girl. I don't care if it's shot on the other side of the world, bitch, please. I'm watching porn when I'm having fun. But first things first, I'm taking care of number one. Gotta take a dump, but before I'm done, I'm gonna read some porn magazines just for fun. Only the articles, only the pictures, that's bullshit, and watching the cartoons too. I don't know what I would be or what I would do. Would I end up like a rich man or end up like you? End up in a gutter or end up stewed? Drunk in an alley or dead or nude? I don't know. So I'm watching porno. Watching porno. I'm watching porno, yes, I'm watching them vids. I'm only watching porno so I don't have to have kids. Watching porno, I'm watching the flicks. Goddamn, I've only watched for 30 seconds. Now it's time to put away my dick. Get some snacks. I gotta get some energy back. Just can't relax. Gotta get some food or at least smoke some crack. Where do I get the best of the rocks? I need to ask those guys who used to be the jocks in high school, but now they're just selling drugs. They associate with hookers, prostitutes, thugs, and I don't know what they want from me. I don't know what they want me to do, but if you know they wanna take me to school, I don't care, man, that's alright, it's cool, just give me the crack, give me the crack. Who snatched my pants? I can't find my motherfucking pants. I woke up in my underwear, I couldn't find my pants, but I didn't care. The next day I laid in the same fucking spot. I was so heated, man, I was so hot. I was sweaty and stuck to every sheet. I asked and called every person I'd meet. I need to find my pants and I need them right now. If you can give them back to me, bitch, that would be sweet. But I got no chance, there's no way I'll find them. Gotta find, gotta turn back and rewind, hun. But I don't know, I'm just a little too slow. When I'm missing all these motherfucking brain cells, yo. So, who stole my pants? I have no chance. I don't wanna go and dance in nude. Who snatched my pants? Who took my clothes? Does anybody know? Do they care? I'll go and I am pants snatcher. With my luck, he'll be throwing a batch and he won't even respond. He won't get back to me, he won't care. He'll think I'm only harassing, but see, I need my pants. I need my pants. I want to know the motherfucker that just went and go took my pants. I need to have a one last chance. Ain't no motherfucking guy that would live anywhere to take my pants and have to last for a day. I would punch him in the face, turn him into a disgrace. I don't give a fuck what he would say, just give him my pants back. I want to wear them again. Give me my pants back, pants back. I only want to wear my pants one more time, man. Woke up pantless on Tuesday. Fuck that. Woo! All right. Why am I still wearing this fucking headset and sweating like an idiot? I'm sweating like a Mexican who can't find a lawn to mow. If you're a Mexican and you can't find a lawn to mow, then you might be in trouble. Why you have to treat me like I'm so slow? I don't know where I live, man, I just don't know. I don't know if I turned off the fucking stove. So what if I'm old, a little bit of gray? I don't know why you're here, I can't listen to the shit you say. You treat me like I'm just a son of a bitch. Now I'm up in this chair, you're bound to throw that switch. So what? Alzheimer's is not a crime. I know I should have just pretended to be a mime. When you asked me who I was, I should have pretended to be stuck in a box or getting dressed or getting drugged. Oh, I don't know who you are. You could be that guy that sold me my last cigar, or my son, or that guy who drives that car in that city somewhere. Somewhere real far, Alzheimer's is not a fucking crime. I don't know if that's a dollar or if that's a dime. I can't tell what it is, but I bet I had a good time. Tell me, are you a child of mine? Tell me, are you a kid of mine? I am fucking beat, but you know what? I feel like going. So why don't you give me a topic? Give me a topic, and when I say taking requests or giving topics, I don't want to hear, hey, play some Jimmy Buffett. I'm a parrot head and I have to hear it. No. Just give me something you want to hear a song about. I don't care how sick, disgusting, twisted, fucked up, or demented it is. I will make up a song about it just for you. Me and my trusty guitar here are going to entertain you something awful, I tell you what. We're going to get out there on the range, get my horse, and we're going to get going. And I'm going to solve crimes and fight murder mysteries. And I'm going to drink milk and I'm going to jack off. And I don't know what the hell I just said because I'm doing a cowboy voice. That's right. Doing a cowboy voice. And I'm gonna go out into the Rio Grande, cross it, and drive cattle all the way back to Newark. That's what you do. Yeah. All right. We have a request here from Grillmaster Dan. All right, here we go. I grab my spade and I grab my shovel. Goddamn, you know I got it made. Got in my car, left my hovel, and you know I'm on my fucking way. Gonna head way down south, gonna head on east or west, it depends where the fuck you are. But I'm still in my car and I'm driving there. It's gonna take me a while, cause Texas is far. On an excursion, gotta dig in dirt in Texas, Texas. I'm going on adventures and I'm gonna find some shit in Texas, Texas. But don't get messed, don't get fucked up now. I'm singing this song, you gotta listen now. There's adventures coming through, it's gonna ensue on top of you. Now I'm through. We're driving and we're breaking shovels, cause you know that the dirt is hard. As it turned out, we all were drunk, we were digging in someone's backyard. There was no grass, just a little dirt, and it was so damn hard. And don't you know that it hurt when we broke our skin, we broke our fingers, we broke our shovels. Goddamn, why did we bring this shit one? Just to have a little fun, recover shit and get it all fucking done. Now the hours are passing by, it went from 12 to 1 and now 2 hits my eye. And also I see a siren in back of me, now I know I'm in trouble deep as the cops came and arrested me. I didn't know quite what to do. Yes, the cops came and tried to arrest me, I didn't know quite what to do. I broke 2 shovels down on this hard fucking ground, and now they caught me, and they caught me now. They got me, I'm arrested, and I'm going straight to jail. When I fucking die, I know I'm gonna wind up in hell. Fucking cops, Texas and all that dirt too. The shovels that I've motherfucking had to drink
do. Fuck, I suck, but I don't even give a shit. Cause Texas is coming and I'm going equipped. Fuck you cops, when I get out I'm back. I gotta get my shit, dig it up and get back on track. I got debts to pay, I've got rings and shit to find. I'm gonna get my jewelry and treasure, keep that in mind, bitch, please. You don't know what I'm saying, why I'm here. Here, buy some money, take some money and buy this beer. I know I said that line twice cause I fucked it all up. And I'm a little sweaty now, and I know I fuck it up. And I went to Texas, went to Texas, went to Texas, digging the grave, there's money to save, all you have to do is go to New York, the dark, oh my god, I suck, in NYC, the dirt is softer, you can dig it in one day, it's almost like with a pitchfork and hay, you can get that shit right out of your way. It doesn't matter if I start to sweat, but I know I'm here and I'm getting hot and I'll forget the next word, the next fucking rhyme. I start to talk nonsense like it's a crime. Now I'm gonna get arrested, gonna get put away, because all these songs I sing are sounding so fucking gay. They sounded lame but incredible at the same time, it sucks. I don't know why, I hope I get hit by a truck before I fuck up a song worse than I just did. I don't wanna get old and have 30 kids, because I don't wanna live, I just wanna fucking breathe. I know I'm gonna have everything that I need, regardless of what happens, regardless of what comes. I know my body still be able to get comfortably numb. I don't know why I'm here, don't know what kind of beer I'm drinking, but you know I'm gonna be chasing that shit with Everclear. Oh yeah, gonna get drunk, I'm gonna get really quick, and then I'm gonna wake up and I'm feeling really sick, oh god.
Fucked up as far as what the fuck is that? Oh, that's nice. I like that. Nice as far as the comic strip that Steve put in with the corn. And the glasses, man. Late night gardening habits. Yeah, the shovel and the digging in the dirt. That was a song that Grill Master Dan requested. He wanted a quickie about getting busted by cops while digging in Texas in the dirt, whatever. I fucked it up. It's so hot in this room, it's like, it's quite possibly stifling.
La la la.
Let's see here. Oh, and the two broken shovels. Yeah, that's right. Oh, I see. Okay, this song actually, it was about Chelsea last week. She's crazy. She's nuts. Let's see here. Am I still going? I don't know. Oh, you know what? If anybody likes Sublime, just call out a Sublime song. I will do my best from memory to play that. Maybe I'll do Santeria. Let's see how that comes out now. Might need to hear myself. Get my motherfucking hair on, right? Crickets, yes.
I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. Oh, I had $1 million, but I
Oh, I'd spend it all if I could find that Hannah and that Sancho that she found. Oh, I'd pop a cap in Sancho and I'd slap her down. What I really wanna know, my baby, what I really wanna say, I can't define. It's love that I need, but my soul will have to wait till I get back. Find a honey of my own. Daddy's gonna love, I wanna know. And I feel the break, feel the break, feel the break, but I can't live without. And I swear that I really wanna know, my baby, what I really wanna say. I can't define. It's the love that I need, but my soul will have to wait.
Express how fucking hot and disgusting it is right now. Bow. 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 Holy shit. It's no shit. All right. DJ New Style live from the equator. That's right. Hey, you're listening to DJ New Style show. That's right. Broadcasting live from the equator. Hey, what's going on? Let's get the show started. Okay, hold on a second. Hey, what's going on? Hey, 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 hey. 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 Yeah. Welcome to the DJ New Style show. Buddy, bye, bye, bye.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, hey, the chat room is for users that do not want to chat, except play games. That's right, we'll be playing, Name That Sound Effect, until, 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. Hey, it's crazy. I love it, and if you're from Radio BBQ, your answer sucks. So, hey, you just don't get it. You don't get it, hey. That's right. Oh, by the way, this is the, you're listening to, DJ New Style Radio. What's going on? Hey. Hey. Looks like we got some new listeners in the room, so, this is what we play on the New Style Radio show.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hey, that's right. Yeah, new listener. Hey, what's going on? We got Stev, I can't pronounce your name, man. Okay, Klaminati and Bad Monkeys Brad, okay, and Radio BBQ, and it's New Style, and we've got the Brown Lodge, okay, and Chelsea, hey, what's going on? And Yankees Chick, hey, good to have you, and I'm going to name every name in the chat room for the next 5 hours, and hey, then I'll play another song, okay, hey.
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 Okay, cue the let's get the radio show going. Okay, we got a lot of new listeners. We got a lot of we're going to play a game, cuz basically we didn't want to do the show tonight. We didn't want to do the show. My computer's in a tailspin, and quite frankly, you know, the listeners said they need to hear the DJ New Style show. So, before we go, what we're gonna do right now is we're gonna play a little bit of, you know, some Van Halen. Hey, you're tuning into the DJ New Style show. Yeah. Whoa, hey, keep the instant messages down. Hey, broadcasting live from New Jersey. That's right. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show, DJ New Style Radio. Keep the program going, folks. Ba-dum-bo! Yeah! Ugh. My God. My God! Oh. I got an idea. Hold on a minute there, Missy. Hold on to your ass cheeks, you motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucker. Hey. Okay.
Hey. Hey. Yeah. Hey. 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 Hey, hey, hey,
hey. We got to make sure that everybody in here is above or equal to the age of 18. Because if you're not, be warned!
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
However,
parental guidance is suggested.
That's right. You need parental guidance. Shit, no, I just don't fucking care. Cause you can blindside me, cold-cock me in the face and leave me unaware. Leave me face down in the gutter, I just don't give a shit. My eyes and heart just will not flutter. If you know my name, I'm coming back and I'm laughing. Cause I'm cracking your skull and I'm the one that makes it happen, bitch, please.
hey, check out my band, April 20 whatever. I don't know. I never update the site. So, hey, yeah, hey. I'm going to try something here. Hold on a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa.
This talk is not good.
It's not working, guys. It's not working.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Okay. Alright, I think I'm gonna... Wow. I'm gonna end the show now. I'm gonna play just like... I'm gonna play a song. Shit, which one should I play? Alright, I'll play live a song called This Song Has a Happy Ending. And the happy ending, Craig, I'm sorry, is in quotes. In China, it was such a happy time. Now I sell my vagina, and the money is in mine. When I traveled to this country, I had dreams of love and hope. Now I give Asian back rubs, or else I get beat with cord and rope. I'll dry clean your clothes. Even if you're a little too rude, there's a tossed salad on my menu, but you know that I don't sell food. Walk in through the front, get off on the rack. Sometimes you shoo me a badge and you threaten to send me back, 'cause I had such high hopes and such nice dreams. I had control of the world, or so it seems. My story's so sad, no fun, no friends. An unhappy life of giving happy endings. An unhappy life of happy ends. The tape of my dead flower ring is owned by oh so many. But despite the money my V-card made, I never saw a penny. The bruises on my face will surely go away, but the scars upon my soul are clearly here to stay. I hate it in the USA, oh how I wish I could go back. But I guess it wasn't meant to be, since I'm knocked up and hooked on crack. It's just so tough to be a an Asian girl. I had to make bukkake porno to move up in this crazy, crazy world. Such high hopes and such nice dreams. I had control of the world, or so it seems. My story's so sad, no friends, no things. An unhappy life of giving happy endings. An unhappy life of happy endings. An unhappy life of happy endings. So I grew up in China. You know it was such a happy time. And I've sold my vagina, and that money will never, ever, ever be mine. Such high hopes, such nice dreams, control of the world, or so it seems. right. All right, that's the end of the DJ New Style Show. I'll be hanging out in the chat room. Thank you very much. Give me a free drink. What the fuck was that? That was awful. You know what? We're taking... You know what? Now I'm going to punish myself. We have to take myself out and the show out with this.
Hello, exactly!
See ya! And we out this motherfucker. Be sure to listen up. I think we have a Craig Coleman archive coming up next. And if you're listening to the replay, whatever's next is next, and whatever's on now is on now, and I don't know what to say next because I ran out of things to say, so blah ba da ba da skiddly doo da ba da 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 eat me.